And we're going to be talking about a lot of things over the what's been going on at All My Children.
We're recording right now.
Are we recording right now?
Yes, we are. Do we have anything to talk about?
We have a lot to talk about. Are you
all
kidding?
Right. So
there's so much to talk about.
So here we go. This week on All My Children, we got a lot to talk about.
Ashley still hates it.
And Jordan still likes it.
There we go.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
In the mind. Oh my God, I have the greatest idea. Let's go to Guiding Light and let's pull some of their biggies. It'll be fabulous, fabulous.
We'll have
He's
a storyline.
He's a freaking idiot. He's so entranced by the sounds of his own voice. And yes, I mean you, Brian Franz. I don't care if you're my Facebook friend or not.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
We watch so you don't have to. So I'm going to tell you what happened.
But I'm telling you right now, if you want me to continue doing it, you better be going into the pen pal and sending me the money because I can't take this anymore.
It's PayPal.
PayPal, whatever.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
He deserves to be fired. Homeless.
Suck it, Brian.
Suck it, Brian Franz.
I see. I can see. I can see.
She was good.
She was good, but it was just so corny. I can see. Stop moving because if you move, it gets a little bit blurry. I can see.
Here, I'm so over it, all of it. Just be done with it already.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast that is being recorded today, October 6th, 2010.
I think you're going to go, and this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the year ending 2010.
Oh, come on now.
It's been so long.
I got two babies and you got a busy life.
No, I gotta be honest.
Yes.
This time is partly my fault too because I was working on a project that was driving me up the wall. You don't know. It finally ended Saturday. And of course, the first thing I did was go out and got drunk. That project drove me crazy. And I have not been drinking because I don't really drink anymore. But I was like, I need to go out.
How come you say that? And then you say, I went out drinking last night, blah, blah, blah.
I don't go out anymore. This year, I've stopped really going out.
Really?
Yeah. I go out maybe once a month now.
Hmm.
Once a month. Well, you know, me and Ellis aren't speaking no more. We're not friends. Queen Ellis? We're on the outs right now. We haven't talked in months. Because he's self-absorbed. Look, Ellis is a dear person. When it comes to, like, paying for drinks and paying for the cab ride home and a trip to Puerto Rico, he's really good that way. But when it comes to, like, being your friend and having your back the way a friend should, he sucks at that. He really does. He's so self-absorbed. He never thinks.
Do you have any examples?
Girl. What are you talking about? I can go down a list. All right, perfect example. He's always C-blocking me at the bar.
Does he love you?
Huh?
Is he in love with
you? No. He's not C-blocking me that way. He's C-blocking me in
this
the sense.
This is a PG show. So for those of you that don't know what C-blocking is, it's short for blocking. Or let's put it this way. Penis blocking.
There you go. Penis blocking. So,
Which means that you can't get no action because
he's doing something he's doing. But see, it's even worse than that. It's not because he likes me or he likes the guy that I'm talking to. It's just because he's self-absorbed.
Possessive.
He never thinks about, like, one time we were at the Monster.
He wants all the attention.
No, we're at the Monster, right? Yes. And I'm walking up the staircase with him. And this guy that I thought was really cute is walking down. Now, I'm not going to lie, he was short. But he's cute. And I'm looking at him and I tell Ellis.
He is so generous.
I go, see that guy? I said, he's really cute. I like him. And Ellis turns around and goes, the midget? And the guy
heard
him and turned around.
No!
And I'm like, thank you, Ellis. And then another time.
Did you apologize to the midget and to the short person? As a joke.
I did, and then we talked, but this is the problem, like, we did talk later on, I did tell him, you know, my friend's an idiot, sorry about that, and, like, he did pay me a little bit of mind, but you know what the problem is? You're judged by the people you're friends with.
You are. Absolutely.
You know, and I love Ellis to death, but we got to the point.
I almost didn't hook up with Carlos because of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He had a really dorky friend with him. Oh, my God. Funny, yes.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, like, so I told Ellis, you know, I love you to death, but you know what, you're just too, there is no eye candy in this neighborhood that you took me to. My God. She took me to a neighborhood to make sure that I'm not looking around for guys because this is the most...
I told you up front.
It's beautiful. I want to live on this street. I know. I really want to have these houses. Oh, my God.
For those of you in the know, we are by Litch.
Litch? What's Litch?
Long Island College Hospital.
All I know is that we're on Warren Street and I love the houses. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you right now. You don't want to go to Litch, but we are in a nice neighborhood.
So that, you know, it's things like that. So we don't talk anymore. And, like, he's the only person that I have to go out with because everybody else is, like, married with kids and straight. But, you know, like, I have my friend Luli. She would go out with me.
I don't know her.
You know her, little Lulu.
Lourdes. I don't know. Oh, Lourdes. Yeah, we call her Lourdes. Lourdes. Yeah, I didn't know Lulu, but that's a great name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we go hanging out when she... But, you know, she can hang out...
A lot of dogs are named Lulu. I know so many dogs that are named
really?
Lulu. Yeah, it's a good dog
The only
name.
Lulu I know is on general... Well, isn't... No, that's Lola. Lourdes, Lola. Madonna's daughter.
Oh, that's a good dog name, too.
So Lourdes comes out with me, but she comes out with me once every year. You know, because she has a man...
She got
him. And I, you know, I don't mind her man, you know, but it's like she changed when she got a man. Like, when she got this man, she really changed.
She's the nicest girl. I know that.
No,
girl.
I mean, she used to party with me hard before she
got
him. You know
what this looks like? My Norn picture. My Norn illustration.
Yes, the Norn illustration. She looks more like that. I do. Yeah. She has chinita eyes just like Ashley does. Yes. Well, let me tell you.
What?
The last time I went with her, we got into trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went, me, her.
You got BD?
Me, her, no. Me, I'm going to slap you. Me, her, her sister.
Yes.
Her sister's friend, and yes. Then Lourdes' friend.
Yes.
And Lourdes' friend's married.
So?
To a guy.
And
we wound up making out, and I was sucking her boobie.
No, you were not. Were you drinking?
Yeah, but it wasn't the alcohol.
Say you
girl.
Were drinking.
No, girl, it wasn't the alcohol. Girl, I find her attractive. I didn't say that I don't drink, Ashley. I just said that I haven't been drinking as much lately.
I don't see you making out with a girl or sucking her.
Then you need to come out with me to a bar.
I do.
Let me tell you that I always wind up making out with girls.
When you first met me, you were not out.
Huh?
When you first met me,
no,
you were not
out. No, it wasn't about not being out.
You never mentioned one thing about a boyfriend.
Yeah, but
or
did
a
I ever mention anything about a girlfriend?
I felt like I couldn't figure you out.
Yeah, but because what? So I was supposed to go, hey, my name is Jordan. I'm a homosexual. The first time you meet me, what? Sexuality is one part of
it
who you
like
are as a person.
The first 3 years, seriously.
Yeah, but we weren't like that. I didn't know anything about Carlos until later on.
But you knew I was straight.
Huh?
You knew I was straight.
Yeah, but you didn't come up to me and go, hi, I'm Ashley. I'm straight.
Fine. But you know, it comes up in conversation. And we have conversations about a significant other.
We never had
like
conversations
that.
About significant
sure
others.
We
No, we didn't.
But
I
like,
never.
Not significant others, but like things come up like, oh, I'm going out on a date, or I'm going out with so-and-so, or what are you doing?
I don't go out on dates.
Relationship never came up for you.
Because I've never been in a relationship. You know that.
That's not true.
That is true. I've never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
But you've been in love.
I've been in love. Those are two different things. You could be in love and not. Because you love somebody doesn't mean you're going to wind up with them. Look at the soap opera.
I'm going to put you on the match.com.
Look
at
the soap operas. I do need a boyfriend. Are you kidding? I do. I'm of a certain age already.
I'm not paying the monthly fee.
It starts going downhill from here on in.
What does Match.com cost, people?
Girl, I don't think they even have a gay section at Match.com.
Really?
I think at this point, I'm better off going back to women. I'm telling you, her friend and me, we really went at it.
Well, I think you like men.
Huh?
I think you like
men. I do like men, but I'm still attracted
because
to women.
Because whenever we're sitting in this car, I've never once heard you say, ooh, that woman's hot.
Because a hot woman hasn't come by here.
Bullshit.
I'm very picky about my women,
you're
girl.
Bullshit. You're not very picky about men, so you're more gay. It's true.
No, you know what it is?
A guy with, like, acne all over his butt could walk by and Jordan
you
would say
are
he was
so lying. I am so not like that.
A guy with acne on his butt wearing assless chaps could walk by.
I like who I
and
like.
Jordan drool.
Look, I like Whoopi Goldberg. Everybody thinks I'm crazy.
You are nuts.
She's on my Facebook
Actually,
page.
That's proof that you're more like a man because it would be like having sex with a man.
You are horrible.
It's a man, baby.
No, I think Whoopi Goldberg's gorgeous. I think she has a beautiful face with a lot of character.
Do you think she's prettier
I think she's
than
sexy. I find her, no, listen, wait. I find myself more attractive to Whoopi Goldberg than I do to Denise
Oh, Shadow, did you hear that?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I feel a little sick.
Shadow and me don't have the same taste.
That's my point.
Whereas Denise last year will be W Morgan.
Shadow's gonna literally roll over and wherever he is, he's gonna drop to the ground, vomit, stand up, white purpose rather than vomit again.
Look, look. I'm going to put it this way. I'm not saying that there aren't young girls that I think are hot. I think, what's her name from V and Smallville, who plays Supergirl? She's Canadian. Laura Vandervoel.
You cannot pick.
Wait. She is young.
A less known person.
She's known. You just don't know because you don't watch V or Smallville, girl. And you're not, you didn't watch a Canadian show, Bright Star, whatever she's
on. I love the Canucks.
I know. Well, she's Canadian. She's gorgeous. Oh, you don't look at my Facebook page.
Jerry and Toronto. There's Elise and Susan. Yeah. Love the Canadian sisters.
That's my Canadian mother and sister. And brothers too.
Yes.
So wait. So, Laura Vandervoel, she's young, and I think she's hot. I think Kobe's hot. I know you don't like Kobe. I think Kobe is gorgeous.
No, she's grown on
me. I think she's sexy.
You know why? Wait, Kobe from All My Children.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're talking about All My Children.
I know. We're going to get there.
I think she's sexy. You know why?
Why?
She was wearing these tight jeans when she was making love to Damon.
Yes.
And she got a juicy butt. She's
not, like, so my God. Skinny. No. See, that's...
She's, like, perfect.
That's my thing. I got to tell you.
And she looks delicious and real in those jeans.
But see, you asked me why.
And that's why people say I bust on Fadley. Fadley is fat, okay? But this girl is perfect.
Perfect, yes. And let me tell you something. You Kendall say why... You skinny. Asked me... You asked... I disagree with you, but
she
anyway.
She got pectas now from breastfeeding.
I know.
Awesome.
But I always told you, I see hips and a butt on her. I don't know how you missed that. You've seen her in person, too. Anyway, the
her
girls...
thighs don't touch.
The
you're
girls
too skinny here, if your thighs don't touch when you walk in jeans.
The girls that walk around here when we're doing our podcast in Brooklyn, they're all looking like models, razor thin. I'm sorry. I'm still a Latin man at heart. I think a woman looks better when she got some meat on her and some curves. I'm not saying you got to be all like J-Lo, but I need to see some. When you look like Winona Ryder, you might as well be with a 12-year-old boy. I just do not see it. I'm sorry. I never understood Johnny's Depp infatuation with these girls that have no shape whatsoever.
I don't know, but his woman now is beautiful. Vanessa, whatever her name is.
I don't know.
Vanessa Fufafufa.
She's
from France.
She's beautiful. I've only seen face pictures. I've never seen body pictures.
Woman.
Does she have a little curve?
No, you know what? I don't think she's big like American women, but she's not. I'm sure this is a woman who eats butter and cream and cheese.
And again, there's always the exception to the rule. You know who was really skinny that I always had a crush on?
Who?
I still do. Calista Flockhart. Allie McGee. I think she's beautiful.
Shadow?
I love those lips.
I'm going to send you some Kleenex to wipe the bile from your mouth.
Anyway.
Shadow's rolling over again.
Kobe, oh my God.
What?
So Kobe's hot, but I still think that there's something about a woman of a certain age that's hotter. Look at Jennifer Grey. Have you been seeing your show?
You were comparing Jennifer Grey to Whoopi Goldberg.
No. Wait.
Yeah,
wait, listen to what I'm saying. Have you been watching Dance with the Stars?
Of course.
I don't. I've been watching it on the soup because Joel McHale loves picking on it.
I love it.
I saw Jennifer Grey. Let me tell you something. How hot is Jennifer Grey?
She only needs her old nose back. I don't know her with that dumb, ugly nose.
I don't mind
she
the
needs
new
her
nose.
Old, perfect nose back. That Roman nose was awesome.
I don't mind
she
that.
She didn't have no career after that nose job. Because nobody recognized her.
That was part of her charm. She didn't have no career after Dirty Dancing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because she got the nose
job. She didn't get the nose job job right after Dirty Dancing.
Fairly soon. Fairly soon. She had one movie where she had the regular nose. And then after that, nothing.
Well, look. All I can tell you is that right now, that woman, what? She's 50?
50. Like Madonna. A little younger.
She looks better than Madonna.
Oh, she looks better than Madonna.
I love Madonna. Don't get me wrong, people. You know I love Madonna, but Madonna's looking a little lately.
I've seen the pictures of her.
She's a little hard.
She's too hard.
I'm sorry. She's too hard.
She's
it's like,
obsessed.
Eat something, girl.
Gray hairs.
Honey, you're a mommy now.
I know. My hair started turning white and falling out.
The minute you had the kids,
Alicia's having that problem. Alicia Minshew.
What?
Her hair is a little thinner now. And that happens, people, because you have all your hair when you're pregnant. You have all this glorious hair. And then as soon as the hormones drop, you give birth, everything falls out. Mm. My friend from the neighborhood, I saw the back of her head. I was appalled.
Really?
She just had a baby the same time I did. She has a big bald spot. I have thin hair up here. You can see.
Wait, what's that?
It's true. I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, see how thin that looks?
Ooh, wow, well, that is a great. That's a couple of grays.
It's a couple. I got to lie.
Are you going to die?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about all my children. I'm gonna say this right now off the bat. I for one think that right now the ABC soaps because I'm watching all three of them right now.
It's the only one that has any soaps.
I know, right? It's so sad.
It really is.
NBC only has 1 hour. Right. Days of Our Lives. CBS only has an hour and a half now with Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. And ABC is still trying hard to keep that genre alive.
All three.
But I'm gonna tell you this. I'm watching all three. None of them are perfect, but each one of them has something going on that makes me keep watching. I actually feel at times like it's 1985. I really do. Not for the whole episode. But certain elements of each show are working for me.
I think vomit is going to be a theme in this podcast.
I know. Look, I know all of you are hating on all my children. I cannot help but look at the glass as being half full. I keep thinking about how horrible this show has been for almost 10 years under McTavish and Pratt. I'm not being generous. I actually enjoy the longer scenes. I like the character-driven stuff. I like simple scenes where these characters are interacting. That works for me better. Hmm. I'm enjoying it more.
I'm sick of blind Angie. I'm sick of dead David. Sick of it.
All right, well, let's talk about David. Because, all right, guys, we're not going to recap like we usually do. We got to talk. Yeah, wait. We're going to talk about what's been going on because we've been gone for a while and a lot has happened on All My Children.
A lot has happened.
So we want to talk about that.
Not even much I could take notes on, people. Well, that's what's hard about it.
I disagree,
but during the McTavish years, I could take notes on little needles in
I know, because you were making fun of them. That's why.
It's so safe right now, the show. All right, the show is very safe.
Let's talk about David. What do you think about David?
I want to give an overall impression. Overall, Ashley Mendoza is having a very difficult time. It's like a chore again to watch, Poppy. I'm sorry. I'm so behind.
I disagree.
I'm behind four episodes. I need three episodes. Monday, Tuesday, and I didn't even watch Friday.
Wow. I disagree.
It's a chore for me. I'm going to tell you what. We'll start with David, right?
All right.
I never liked David. I never said shit about David. I'm glad he's dead. Let's find the killer. Let's throw a party that they killed him. And then let's move on with real stories.
Okay.
David is keeping everybody in limbo. Because I don't give a crap about him, but the writers have decided to focus on this dumb murder mystery storyline, and they're keeping Kendall hostage to a bullshit storyline. Oh, my friend, I have to protect my friend. They're keeping Greenlee hostage. Is she the murderer? Isn't she the murderer? Is Ryan the murderer? Isn't he the murderer? They're not getting together. There's Madison. Oh, God, could it be crazy Madison? Of course that's crazy Madison.
I agree with you. I think it's gotta be Madison.
Damn, it's so stupid. She doesn't work with Ryan. She doesn't really work on the show. She was never fully redeemed to my satisfaction, although she was maybe redeemed to your satisfaction.
No, I
she was never redeemed to my satisfaction. She ain't nothing's happening with her, Frankie, for some stupid reason. I mean, they had a little teaser of it, right?
I know they're hot together. Why?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I she, like them
and she
together.
Helps keep his head bobs to a minimum. That's a good thing. So that's my take. What's your take?
I agree with you. Look. I agree with you. I know that a lot of you are upset about David and what's his real name again? Vincent Irizarry being let go. I have to say that I could see why they did it. And I agree with them for doing it. You know why? I agree because you know why? We have done everything we possibly have could done with this character. The only time that this character worked for me was when... What was the husband and wife team that were writing the show back when Leo was on? The Cullertons? Was that the Cullertons?
Was it?
I think that was their name.
You know better
I think
than right. me.
Anyway, that was the only time the character worked. Why? Because the character had family. The character had Leo. He wound up having another brother with Trey. He had his cousin Frankie.
Yeah,
he had his mother. He had Anna and the baby that they had and lost. His character was three-dimensional. This character was created by Megan McTavish, and when he was brought on, he was one note. You talk about a twirling mustache villain. That's what Megan McTavish created. You had a donut hole when they brought him on, right? When they first brought him on.
Yes.
That was some of the hideous storytelling ever. Ugh. His character was so over the top with trying to kill Adam and then Jake and that stupid girlfriend of his that wound up being a psychopath, I forgot her name, and Liza were trying to prove that David was trying to kill Adam. It was the most ridiculous storyline. I hated the character. The only time the character worked was when he had family, and now they went back to having him be like this one-dimensional thing. He's done everything he possibly
twirling
could to everybody in this
stash,
town.
All that
if
crap.
You're not going to bring back Vanessa, if you're not going to bring back Trey, if you're not going to have him have family so he could be more human, then there's no point for him being on the show.
Agreed.
Move on. So I have to disagree with everybody who thinks it's a shame. No, I don't. I think this character has been shown. People do.
I have not been on the blog, and that's terrible.
It's you know, and I understand why, because you need somebody, but this isn't the somebody you need. I'm sorry, it's done. The character's been done to death.
You know who killed David?
Who?
Dixie.
Oh my God!
You people, I gotta talk about this.
What?
First of all, I've been listening to Daytime Confidential. We love the people over at Daytime Confidential. Hardest working people on daytime blogs. They do a serious show called Morning Jolt every so often. Mm-hmm. And they got this, the guy's going to kill me. I forgot his name. I don't know. I think he's one of Jamie's friends. But he is, you people think we are harsh? This guy is harsh. He called Katie McClain a see you next Tuesday. He was glad.
What are you, Britney Spears?
He was glad that Dixie got killed. He was so happy. He busted on her album, Blue Glitter Fish. He said that talented, no-name hack of a musician. See you next Tuesday. I'm glad she died.
What did she do to him?
I think she went on the air, and was not nice to him. I think he interviewed her because he does a lot of daytime. He's into daytime. And I think he interviewed her, and I think she was not nice. And I think that's the reputation she has on the show. I think she had a reputation behind the scenes of not being a nice lady.
Really?
But I'll tell you right now, loved her. Loved her and Tad. Wish they were back together, making love every day. I really do. Except minus that red long hair, ridiculous.
And minus his big old Santa Claus belly.
Yeah, you're right.
He's packing it on again.
And the blue velvet blazer.
He's packing it on again.
And put that blue velvet blazer on. We should have a bonfire and burn that blue velvet blazer.
He's packing it on again. Now look.
It's California.
Are you
in California?
Yeah. No, I got it. On the one note, you got to agree with me, because if you don't agree with me, you're crazy. Everything looks better on all my children now. The hair looks better. The makeup looks better.
I love Greenie's zippers. All her zippers.
Everything. I'm watching the show and I'm like, it's the same sets. You know what it is? But it's new hair and makeup, people. I'm sorry, people. The hair and the makeup. Everybody looks so much better out there. Their hair looks better. Their makeup looks better. They all look healthier.
I don't know what it is.
Those exteriors outside.
My old stretch.
Pine Valley. Pine Valley has become.
I still want to make love to Damon. Why is that?
I don't know.
He's a young man.
Look, I love him. I love him as an actor, but he don't do it for me that way.
Oh, he does it for me.
He doesn't do it for
me. I dream about him. When he's not on, I lose interest.
I could appreciate it.
How nice was the love-making scene between him and Kobe last week?
I'm loving him and Kobe. You're the one who has an issue with him. I think him and Kobe
are great. She's getting better. She's growing on me. She's getting more chemistry with him.
I think they're great. I think their storyline's great.
I have to retread here. What do you call it? Not retread. I don't know that word. Roll back. Revisit. I don't know. Whatever. I have to re-say that.
You sounded so ghetto Puerto Rican right now.
Fine. I don't know how to say it. I'm a mom. My brain ain't working. I got mommy brain. When I first talked about them, I think I was not giving the actress enough credit in terms of she is a young lady, right? How old is she?
She's like 20-something, 22 or something.
Still pretty young. And to have to be so open about lovemaking and really intimate, and who knows if she's ever really been in love, that has to be a little bit hard. So I'm going to give her that. And I feel like now she actually is really settling into the role and really showing vulnerability. And she really seems like she really likes them. They have chemistry now.
I love them.
They didn't have chemistry as much before.
I don't find them boring at all. I like when they're on. I like their simple scenes. I like when they're talking and they're relating.
That was nice when they remembered their trip. Was it the trip in New York or something like that? They remembered that. And then she had a little teary eye. And then reminded me when I was a teenage girl.
Yeah.
It was
I liked
nice.
Them.
And then they made love. It was so nice.
I like everything. I like the fact that she's making him want to be a better person. I think their storyline is really great because I think the things that are interfering, the things that are interfering with them are things that really do interfere, like parents.
Yeah.
You know, not some she's crazy still,
and
thing.
She's all, and it's the Tad thing all over, the little rich girl.
Yeah.
Hillary Wilson was.
Hillary. Yeah.
Wasn't rich, but her baby was rich.
Yeah, I have Phoebe and Langley, her stepfather.
So it's that. That's that little rich girl.
There was this really great moment with her and Tad where this week...
Kobe?
Kobe and Tad had this great moment because what happened was he was so excited because he passed his GED and he really wants to get a job. See, people, I like more realistic storylines. This is what's going on in real life. People freaking graduating from college.
Jesse had to get a GED too.
People graduated from college and then they can't get jobs, man.
Yeah.
And so here he was thinking because he had this GED and he had this thing set up with this appointment thing and he totally blew it. And then when she found out that he just got his GED, she thought he was graduating from college and she thought and then when he accidentally let it slip that, he had a record. And when she heard that, she was out the door. And like Tad and Kobe watching, they're like, oh my God, they're like, this is sinking. This is sinking. They're like, they were so cute because they're like, this is sinking. Let's go there and help him. And then he was so depressed. And the thing was that he, because he is such a good actor. I don't know how you people that don't like him because he never makes the most obvious choices.
That's a sign of a great actor. I always want to see what he's going
to
do next.
To be that young, you know who he is?
Yeah,
we'll get to that. But you know who he's like?
Who?
Michael Knight. Michael Knight was like, one of the reasons, but the thing was, Michael Knight came on as a very young man onto All My Children, and he was like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything he did was different. There was nothing like him on daytime.
There was something like him on daytime.
Darnell Williams, because Darnell Williams was the same way. Darnell was brilliant as Jesse. Larry Law was good, but Larry Law was he did all the safe choices.
He was the good boy.
So anyway. There's this scene because then Damon gets all depressed and he's telling them, but no, you don't understand. I want to get a job. I want to be able to do this. And you could see that this boy put all his hopes on making this happen. It was very sad. And then Tad and Kobe had the scene and Tad's like, well, I got to get going. Kobe's like, well, no, I'll stay here and I'll watch him. He goes, I want to make sure that, he doesn't backtrack and get off it. She goes, I won't let that happen. And I was like, see, that's love, people. She loved, that's her man. She's telling her man's father, I'm
so don't worry,
I'm here.
With Asher. Well, I don't give a shit about Asher. I don't know who he is. I don't give a shit about him.
I'm not going to say.
Because you know why? Because I don't give a shit about Caleb. And if he's Caleb's son, which he probably
is. Let's talk about that.
I don't give a shit about fat ass Caleb.
But where were you? We found out he was Caleb's son like 2 weeks ago. Where have you been? You're that far behind?
Yes.
All right. Anyway,
I thought JR just said he was Caleb's son.
Yeah, JR found out.
Yeah, that was last Wednesday or Thursday, because that's what I saw up to.
Yeah, but he confronted
That's not 2 weeks ago. That's last week.
Then why are you saying you don't know if he is, and you do know if you saw
him? All right, I know if he is.
Listen.
I'm going to get in trouble for
actor,
yelling. I'm sorry I yelled. I'm sorry I didn't warn you.
Don't worry, WMDD is not watching anymore. He doesn't listen to us anymore. We haven't heard from him. He hasn't been on the blog.
I miss you, WMD, our little Alex P. Keaton. Where did you go? Where did you go?
You don't love us no more. Does anybody listen? Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, Asher. Asher has grown on me. He's not as good as Damon, but you gotta admit he's better than some of the Ford brothers.
That's not my issue with him. My issue with him is one life to live.
I think
my
he's
issue
hot.
With him is the thing, the very thing you and I, because we talk all the time, even if we don't get to do a podcast, we talk all the time, is the very thing that you said to me. So I'm going to make you repeat it because it was so astute
and
brilliant.
Well, I was telling you, actually, I like the storyline itself of the son coming for revenge and the father's unknown. I like it. The problem that I'm having with this, and I told Ashley this, is the problem is with Caleb. Caleb should have been Ross.
The storyline would have worked.
This is what I'm saying. The storyline would have worked if this was Ross. Ross has not been in Pine Valley for years.
And if Ross, Asher was Ross's son, that
Ross,
would be fine.
Ross could have easily have gone to the mountains and got away from everything. And now he's back because his father, Palmer, brought him back. That would have made sense. And it could have been that Ross would have had it. Ross has been off the canvas so long that this
See,
is where this...
is making me
wait,
angry.
This could
I'm
have
angry.
Possibly been this kid. And then,
I'm angry!
Wait, and then... It would have made sense that Palmer would have known who this was because this would have been Palmer's grandson.
I am angry. You know why?
Why?
Because now I'm getting the chills and thinking what could have, should have, would have. Because I forgot for a split second that Ross Chandler was Palmer's son. It would have been a perfect time, like you said, to bring him back. I have the chills going up and down my arms.
I still don't know why they didn't bring
him
back.
And now I can't watch the storyline anymore. It's ruined for me because it doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to bring up this fat man who nobody cares about? You know,
stop calling him fat.
Not related to anybody.
He's a mad. You know what? I gotta agree with you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, people. It's not healthy for him to be that big.
And he's one more.
I didn't notice that the other day. Wait, the other
day. He will crush our family, love.
The other day he had
on top. No doubt.
The other day he had on a shirt. It was not very flattering. I was like, ooh, he has gotten big. Because he was on damages for 3 seasons. And I don't remember him looking that big on damages.
So here's the thing that I keep thinking about.
What?
I keep thinking, and I'm not going to change the subject. But I keep thinking about when what's his name came back? Jake. And you said it perfectly. that he should have come back, not because of Carolyn, he was depressed over his Carolyn, who we don't even know or care about, but because he had a relationship with Greenlee. He was desperately in love with Greenlee when that other guy
came. Yeah.
And if he had come back with Greenlee, I don't think she would have left that second time around. I really don't.
No, she wouldn't.
Because she would have had a great actor to work opposite of and a great triangle to be involved in. And that would have been, and now I keep thinking about, like, every time I see Jake, I think, oh, what were the story possibilities if he had actually been brought back properly, not to be with Taylor, but to be with Greenlee. Like, I always think about the possibilities because I'm not an Amanda and Jake fan. I'm sorry, I'm not a Jamanda fan. Not by a long shot. I love me some Chrishell Stouse, but I think they've made her boring. I think Jake's accent is getting weirder all the time and stronger all the time. I don't mean to change the subject. I know we're going to go back to Caleb, but now every time I watch Caleb, I think of the Ross Chandler possibility storylines, and I'm just run!
Well, I agree with you on the one note. Look, Michael Norrie is a great actor.
I feel nauseous.
But this is an element. Daytime is a hard thing, and he hasn't done daytime since he was like a young actor. I think he started out on Search of Tomorrow or something. You guys got to understand something. He's making the obvious choices. There is no color to Caleb. Caleb is one note. Ashley's right. He's one note. He loves playing that anger thing, the grrr, and that's fine. But you got
to
put a little something in there.
There's no anger. I can
why tell. Why is he angry?
I can. He's simply angry. I'm angry.
You know what he is?
There's nothing underneath it that's driving that. And your man, what's his face?
Wait, you know what he is? WMA, white man with attitude.
And nothing else. So what?
Robert Newman would have been great in the role.
Three-dimensional, beautiful man, actor.
And he still looks good. Let me tell you something. Robert Newman, you have just gotten better looking with age.
You can't just show up on a set.
Better looking with age.
Quiet and angry.
Because you were cute. Right? You were cute when you were on Guiding Light the first year, like 25 years ago, but you are smoking now. I'm so fiending you. You are
hot. I would make love to
him. You are hot. I would take a bite out of you.
I would make love to him in a second.
Robert Newman.
I would be the meat.
Could you imagine him with Susan Lucci again?
Damon sandwich.
Could you imagine him with Susan Lucci? That would be hot.
Holy cow.
That would be hot. I would pay for that.
Here's the problem with Susan Lucci. She needs a good actor opposite.
Yeah,
her.
She really does.
Because when she doesn't have a good actor to play with, she also can tend to make very obvious choices.
Yeah, she needs a good woman opposite her, and she needs somebody like Bobby Eakes. I'm sorry, I love you, Bobby Eakes, but you're not up to Susan.
No, but she's also being written very bland too
these days. She had a good scene with JR yesterday though.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, on Bobby Eakes' front, I keep the long hair, Bobby Eakes. You look 20 years younger with that long hair.
She looks fabulous, but she's boring. Crystal with a K is boring.
Well, you know what Crystal's problem is?
She ain't got no man.
She just serving coffee to everybody at
the
restaurant.
She ain't got no man.
I ain't got no man.
I ain't got a dog. I'm a lion.
I love that song.
I love that song.
Okay. Anyway, did you turn it off again?
No, I just almost closed it.
Yeah, keep your hand off that.
Fine.
That's how she lost our last podcast.
I'm on my Yeti microphone that we call Diego.
Juan Diego.
I'm petting Juan Diego. His shiny bulbous head is beautiful.
It's been so long since I had a Juan Diego.
And I'm on my neck. This is all thanks to Miss Pat.
Thank you, Miss Pat.
She knows everything about all this stuff.
Okay.
She's so married to a big video guy.
Let us talk about the next problem with all my children. Not a problem, but
I'm seriously getting a little nauseous.
Okay.
Why? I think I'm really making myself upset.
The other biggest news. The other biggest news was
the other biggest
the firing.
News.
The other biggest news. I'm very ghetto Puerto Rican today.
Yes,
he
is.
No.
More bigger.
Was the firing of Adam Mayfield, and we never found out what eBay's real name is, do we?
I forgot.
I never knew her real name.
Her real name is as memorable as her performance. I'm sorry.
I gotta say, like, when I first heard this, I was upset. Not for the reasons that you think. I was upset because I said, how can they write these two out of this when there's so much storyline potential? And it seems like what we found out, definitely with the character Scott, that what they did was they're recasting Scott. Now, look, guys, you all know how much.
I was shocked to hear you were happy about this.
I didn't say I was happy about it, but listen, as much as I adore Adam Mayfield, I love him, I worship him, I want to lick the sweat off his testicles. He is the hottest thing to me. I love that man. I want to have sex with him every single day of my life to the day I die. That's how hot he is to me. I'm going to miss that beautiful face and that smile and those abs. And him coming out like wearing nothing but a sock like he did when he was like playing with Annie. Remember that? As much as I love him, man, I think he's a good actor.
Like muscles.
I understand why they recast. And I'm going to tell you why.
Porque, papi.
Because they got Daniel Grosgrove come back. Now, mind you, when Daniel played Scott, Daniel was boring. But that's not
He
played Scott in the late 90s. But that wasn't because Daniel was a boring actor. That's because the writers were writing Scott boring. Scott was involved with Ryan, Jillian, and Kelsey in a horrible quadrangle. Him and Kelsey had no chemistry.
Who the hell is Kelsey?
Kelsey's Tara's daughter.
Okay.
Joe's granddaughter, Tad's niece.
Okay.
She was a good actress. She was cute, but she just did not have chemistry with Daniel Grosgrove. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think she'd have chemistry with any guy. She just wasn't, like, that kind of girl, like a leading lady kind of girl.
Kind of like eBay. Melissa.
And everybody wanted Jillian with Ryan.
You missed my little dude.
Yeah, I know. So it wasn't... Now, Daniel has gone on to prove himself. He was excellent as Bill Jr. on Guiding Light. He was so powerful, got an Emmy nomination. He gave some of his best work on Guiding Light. They brought him on to As the World Turns to play Chris, and he was doing a bang-up job there, too. So here you got a hot actor who has, like, credit now.
A
free agent available, and he played the role. And for those of you who feel like you always wanted Annie with JR, now JR's going to have some competition because Daniel Grosgrove is not something to, like, just pass by. He's a very seasoned actor, and that's the thing. As much as I love Adam Mayfield, Daniel's a more seasoned actor. He's going to be much more interesting in the role, and it's going to bring a new heat to the triangle. At least I think so. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to miss you, Adam.
Yeah, Adam, but I think
I think you got to do what's best. You got to do what's best for the show overall. And I think that's actually a smart move. So I was happy. Now, I'm not happy.
You are talking about me, Annie. I slept with Marissa.
I'm not happy about E-Babe. I think they should recast that role, too. I think that there's still a lot of storyline potential.
Hold on.
I'm trying to hold it in.
Look.
I didn't say that I wanted her to stay on the show. I want the character to stay on the show. All right? There's still a lot of storyline potential.
Unaborted twin. To stay, she never had a place on a show. She never made sense. It's so stupid. Oh, I forgot I had another twin. Oops.
Look,
come on now.
Look, listen to me for a minute.
And it just happened to be David's kid.
Babe
was David's kid.
Listen to me for 1 minute.
No! All right, fine.
The storyline of her trying to get AJ from JR is powerful. The fact that JR,
It's laughable.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
The one thing that all my children, I think we could all agree, that is doing right hands down is the JR and Annie storyline.
Yes.
That is phenomenal.
Yes.
And see, for those of you who wanted Annie and JR media, isn't it more fun what's going on now with JR and Annie? Did you see that scene?
I need more evil Annie. She's starting to get a little too good.
Wait. Did you see that scene, though, where he walked in on her when she was in the robe, and then he was just staring, and she just threw her robe down?
Isn't that cheating?
And she was like, look at it, because it's the last time you're going to see it.
Isn't that cheating?
This is fun.
That's cheating.
No.
That's
this is cheating. Fun. This is fun. This
if
is
I
fun.
I got my robe in front of a man, of the UPS man.
I'm sure if...
First he would run, and then my man would say, you cheated.
Well, I'm sure Scott would feel that way, too. Yes. He knew that. But the thing was, all this banter stuff that's going back and forth between them, this is hot. Hot, hot, great stuff. And the thing...
I agree with that.
Now, the thing that I'm loving about JR, and I am not going to believe I'm going to say this.
Are you going to make a point about Marissa?
Yeah. I never would have thought for 1 minute that the writers would have done such a brilliant job and that Jacob Young would have risen to the occasion. He has become young Adam Jr.
He has
followed into his father's footsteps. Mm-hmm. And the first time that I realized...
So good, this Jordan Hudson is so smart.
The minute that I realized that Marissa was needed as a character was when she started realizing that he was becoming like his father and she needs to protect her son. this is giving him, he is becoming as evil as the way he threatens her, the way he threw it in her face and he goes, "You're not her, you're his real mother."
I saw it. That was harsh.
She's now, not. I don't think that she's the best actress for it. That's why I think they need to recast. And I would love them to bring Alexa Havens back with some dark hair and let her play the role.
See, that gives me the chills.
That would be hot. Because her and Jacob Young always had good chemistry, and they even had better chemistry when they were at each other. So to have her back as Marissa and to have her hating JR and fighting JR tooth and nail, you know, there are times when JR, when he gets evil Marissa, you know what I think he's going to do?
I'm mad at you.
Wait.
I'm mad at you.
Do you know what I think he's going to do to Marissa?
I'm mad at you.
You know what I think he's going to do to Marissa? I think he will gaslight her the way his father gaslight her mother. That's how good this stuff is right now.
I'm mad at you. How twisted JR is right now. I'm going to puke.
Why?
Because it's such a good idea and we're never going to see it. Now I'm mad at you.
JR is becoming the character to watch. There is now a future at All My Children because of Jacob Young and JR. He has totally risen to the occasion. He has become the leading man. I'm sorry, but they need to focus more on him. Not Ryan.
I keep thinking about Alexa Havens with the black with brunette hair.
JR is so... She would be hot with brown hair.
She would be hot with brown hair.
He is so interesting right now.
I'm gonna watch
that every day. And see, and even Annie's so interesting right now. This, the way she is trying so hard to make this thing with Scott work, the way that she wanted this party to work, and JR sabotaged that party, and to see her break down and throw shit. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go home today to watch where it picks up.
Marissa.
What?
They never properly sold her. Like, the whole JR romance was so easy.
I know, but it was so bland. You know what?
It was like, I never got invested in that woman.
That was a problem. You couldn't get it. She wasn't that great. And I'm
sorry, that's not true.
She never
I'm going to go back to the tapes and hear you saying that you thought she was good at the beginning.
At the beginning, she was like a breath of fresh air because we had been stuck with freaking Yadamon Grief and Randy.
That's
true. So, of course, that's going to look like Meryl Streep compared to these people. I mean, how can you look bad when you're working opposite these people? I mean, but you put her with JR and there's no chemistry. I mean, her and Scott had a little bit of chemistry for a nanosecond.
Oh, please.
Look.
Please.
All I'm saying is they need to recast her.
I got more chemistry in my toilet bowl.
They can't just write her off. Now, you're going to hate me. I'm not as annoyed.
And if you say something that makes me nauseous,
I am not as annoyed with Jake and Amanda as you seem to be.
Okay,
I mean, they don't have a storyline right now. But I will say this, and I don't know if everybody agrees with me.
I love you, Chrishell, so much. I want to have your babies.
Whatever charm Ricky Pope Golden had when he first came out, he has lost it.
I put a little mini Amanda under my pillow, mini Chrishell under my pillow every night, and I kiss her and I tuck her in and make sure she's safe. I love Chrishell.
Is that still on?
Yes, but I hate Jake and Amanda.
But did you hear what I said about him?
They're making you boring, baby. You need some spice.
Did you hear what I said about him?
What did you say about
Jake? I said, whatever, like, pizzazz that he had when he first came out, I feel like he's lost it, and he is really not looking good. He looks like a hot mess.
He's looking terrible.
He's looking
terrible, like he's from Long Island or something. Everything is like, I'm from Long Island. Dad, the baby.
I'm really
What are you doing,
him.
Dad? What are you doing?
And now they're bringing on Lindsay Korfman or whatever her name is, Hartley.
That?
She was the lead on Passions for like 50 years. She was the young lead on Passions, and she can act. I know what you're thinking. Passions.
What is she doing?
She then was on Days of Life. For some bizarre reason, Days of Life fired her. I don't know why. One of their best actresses in that show, because Days of Life does not have that many talented young actresses.
You haven't answered my question.
So I'm glad
what
that she's coming
she
on to
doing?
All My Children. Jamie Giddens from Daytime Avenger wanted her to be Bianca. She would have been a hot Bianca. I think she would be a great Marissa recast, but everybody else disagrees. They don't think she could be David and what's her name's daughter. Like Olive Oil could.
That's how Gettings that you didn't even remember her name.
Like Olive Oil could be their daughter. Please,
she is Olive Oil.
So wait, so Lindsay Corbin's coming, but on Sally, she's being saddled with being Jake's ex-wife that he left in Africa, Carol, whatever.
Carolyn.
I was telling Ashley, I think that it would have been better if they recasted her as Emily Ann Sago.
Ooh.
I think, first of all, Jake...
Now I'm going to get sick again.
Jake's first love...
I'm going to get sick
again. Let me finish. For those of you who don't know who Emily Ann Sago is, Emily Ann is the daughter of Estelle the Hooker and Billy Clyde Tuggle.
Oh.
Benny thought it was his, but it was Billy Clyde's.
That's right.
So
did
Emily
Benny
Ann
know that Billy Clyde raped Estelle?
Yeah, he found out. Yeah. So Emily Ann was raised because then Benny got together with Donna, and then Emily Ann was raised, and then they brought Emily on as a teenager. And when she was a teenager, she fell in love with Jake, and Jake really loved her. Back then, he was called he wasn't called Jake. He was called by his real name, which is Joe Jr. Joe, little Joe.
He was obsessed
with her. He was really so in love with her. I don't think she was as in love with him as he was with her. But the fact that she found out that Billy Clyde was her real father, that was the storyline back then. She went a little crazy. Jake had to, like, let her go because she was insane.
Didn't you think the actress that played her was a tad homely? She had a great body.
Liz Vassie, yeah.
She had a great body.
She was not
her name was Vassie, like Denise Vassie?
No, Vassie, V-A-S-S-E-Y.
She had a beautiful body. They put her in bathing suits and stuff.
But they put
a bag on her head.
but you know what? She went on. I agree with you. She was really ugly. She was so ugly. She was what we call a dog.
She got a
couple of princesses. She went on. She vanished lately, but she was working for a while in prime time. She looked a lot better. They straightened the hair. They put the makeup on. But I think if Lindsay Cohen would have come back as Emily Ann, you would have the legacy. You'd have the history.
Good actress.
Whom?
The
Liz Vassie?
Yeah.
She was a good actress. Homely, but a good actress. No, she wasn't homely. She was homely on my children.
Homely.
She was really not attractive on my children. They used to let her have her fro. Like, her hair was really nappy looking. And she was really pale. They would never throw some makeup
on
her.
Even when she got, like, I would open the Soap Opera Weekly or Digest, and even the snaps that they got.
That's why I was surprised when she went to prime time and they hooked
her
up. You were like, woof.
And I would have to close it really fast.
Woof. Woof.
Whole drink of water.
It was like, do you remember the second Nina?
You love talking about horse face.
Yeah, she was a horse face. We used to go, Heather was Heather Stanford. We used to go, Heather Stanford.
He loves that story, people. He will never tire of that story.
How do you replace Taylor Miller with this beast? And then, you know what they said?
What?
They said, supposedly the story goes that she slid her headshot underneath the All My Children studio doors, and they found them the next day, and they were like, oh my gosh, she looks so much like Taylor Miller. I was like, are you crazy?
She had a sip it back out with a little vomit stain on it.
That's funny.
Or maybe a big X through it.
See, I think they should have bring her on as Emily Ann, and I think that would have been interesting.
I can't hear it anymore. It's too good.
Now,
I can't hear it.
The new guy, Jordy, I can't pronounce his last name. It's some Latin name. He's Cuban. It's Jordy Vuzulu. He's hot. And not only is he hot, but he can act.
Who are you talking about?
They announced that Jordy Vuzulu from Guiding Light, who used to be on Guiding Light, and he won an Emmy on Guiding Light, mind you. He's a very good actor, Latino, thank you, Cubano, gorgeous. He's coming onto All My Children to be Kendall's new love interest. Now, mind you, I think that's a hot idea because I think Kendall and him will be smoking together. One problem that I have.
Zach.
No, why another new character? Why can't he be Mayor Blanco's son? So we could establish a new Latin family.
I'm ruined.
Why does he
have to be just
somebody new?
You're ruining me today. I'm so angry with you.
Why do they not understand that
you are ruining this soap opera?
You need to connect these people. You need to have them have family and why they're here. Now, if he's Mayor Blanco's son or even her younger brother,
fine.
That would
I'm
work.
I'm going to say one thing to you.
What?
You don't know yet what he's going to come on as. Do you know the character?
Yeah, it's not Blanco. The last name is not Blanco.
So what's the last name?
I don't know. It's some. I don't even remember what it was,
Lorraine,
but it was Blanco.
Broderick is too smart. Lobro is too smart.
I will say this. Him and Alicia Minshew are going to have some hot chemistry. I'm looking forward to seeing those two match.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
I'm upset again. Because I'm buying Hook, Line, and Sinker, her and Zach, as a forever couple. So I don't know how they undo that.
I don't know how they're going to undo that either. I told you how they did. The only way you could buy it, they have to kill him. That's the only way. How are you going
to
explain
to
that he finally got fed up with her shenanigans? You mean, wait a minute. You mean the fact that she slept with Aiden and Ryan and behind your back, that doesn't upset you, but the fact that she wants to move back to Pine Valley is destroy the Camel's back? Come on, people.
Kill him.
You gotta kill him. That's the only way. That's the only way she can move on.
Kill the cat.
Now, the last thing we need to talk about.
Kill the cat.
About All My Children.
Because we all.
Well, go ahead.
Kill the cat is because I had a friend once who had to get her cat operated on because it was sick. And it was like $500 at a time. We were broke. We were making like 16 grand a year, maybe tops, and living in New York City and paying rent. It's like in the 90s. So she didn't know what to do. And she was like, do I get the operation or do I kill the cat? And her friends voted to kill the cat.
Oh my God.
Kill the cat.
Horrible.
Kill the cat. She didn't have $500.
I don't want letters from PETA.
It was a letter.
If there's any PETA listeners,
she didn't have the money. The cat was real sick, so they put it to sleep. Kill the cat. That's what I'm saying. Kill the cat. You gotta do it. You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want no letters from PETA.
Anyway,
all right,
fine.
All right. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Where the F is Susan Lucci? I'm sorry, people. Even when she had her two kids in real life.
But when you said elephant in the room, I thought you wanted to talk about Fadley. I was confused for a second.
I never want to talk about Fadley.
For clarifying.
Naturally, stop that.
Fine.
Anyway, look, even when she had her two kids, she was not gone this long.
She's 64 years old.
This has been unbearable.
She's 64 years old.
I feel like she's been gone 9 months.
She's 64 years old.
I don't care. They should be pre-taping stuff. This is ridiculous.
Why can't they tape her in New York City at One Life to Live studio? Seriously. They should do that.
I don't care. All I know is there is no On My Children with Erica Kane. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There is a big hole without her being on the show, and you people need to rectify that ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP, because it's not pretty without her. I'm sorry. You need Erica.
Yeah.
You need Erica Kane. Maybe ABC doesn't think so, but I, Jordan Hudson, am telling you I need my Erica Kane on my DM on my children. That is pissing me off.
I'm really sick.
I don't care if it's a bad storyline. I just want my Erica on there.
You know why I'm upset?
Why?
Because this is the problem.
We're so close to the show being so good.
We're so close to the show being so good. And then there's these little
things. Yeah, well,
detours that these writers and these producers are making that don't make any sense. And you have so... You sitting here, Jordan Hudson, you just came up with like 8 great ideas. And all those ideas are stuck in my head now. That's the show I want to watch.
I'm not copywriting them, guys. You're free to use them. Fire Michael Corey. Fire Robert Newman. Get Alexa Havens back.
Thank you.
My suggestions you can do.
Yeah, any of y'all know any...
She hasn't come on as
Jordan, brothers, we will forgive you if you steal all of our ideas. We don't give a shit.
Man, I just want my own children to be great.
You got no talent. Why don't you take up Jordan's talent and claim it for your own? We don't care. Am I right?
Okay. So we talk about All My Children. Let's talk about General Hospital. You don't watch it. I'm going to talk about General Hospital real quickly. Because I at least to All My Children.
You didn't want to talk about Blind Angie?
What's there to say?
Did I mention? The storyline? Did I tell you?
What?
She's blind.
Yes, I know. And now Jesse.
And guess what else?
What?
She's pregnant and blind.
Look, I saw it on Guiding Light a couple of years ago, except it was cancer and pregnant. So I can't say that I'm enjoying this storyline.
Cancer and pregnant is better.
I think, you know what the
thing is? Blind and pregnant is too much to handle.
We can't call it the Mexican disease.
How many women get breast cancer when they're pregnant?
Somebody hit me up on Facebook with the real name for it. It is a real disease. So it's not Mexican boy disease.
That's so much more fun.
Little Mexican boy disease.
I will only forgive the storyline if she gets her sight back and she has a Down syndrome baby, because that is topical. She's an older woman, and I would love to see.
Gaddy liked it.
And
that.
I love. I just love Down's babies. I don't want to cry because I don't want to feel sorry for anybody, because everybody's beautiful. But I just love them. I just think they're beautiful and sweet, and I just think that they need more of a presence in the popular culture. Glee is doing it so beautifully.
ABC, My Secret Life as a Teenager has a regular character who's a Down syndrome.
All right, good.
And like I told you, Guiding Light did it once. Maureen Garrett's character.
I know it's hard because Holly it's daytime very difficult.
Maureen Garrett's character, Holly, was a woman of a certain age and she had a Down syndrome.
No, but what I'm saying is like the technical part of it, it's not easy. And you probably have to find twins, you know what I mean? And that's very difficult.
Yeah, but look, the point we're trying to make is that Angie's storyline is kind of like, it's okay.
It is not even okay.
I think what makes it okay, though, is Debbie Morgan.
Is that
she's
blind?
No, she's a great actress. You know, you can't deny the fact that she's turning it out.
She's too all about Eve for me.
I'm loving her. But anyway, moving on to General Hospital, my problem with Alicia Minshew right now, the reason they brought her back is because she's Alicia Minshew. She plays Kendall. She's really popular. They know the fans love her. But you're bringing her back for all the wrong reasons.
No storyline.
You brought her back with no real storyline except to be meddling in Ryan and Greenlee's affair. It's like, woman, how old are you? Let them lead their own life. Let them make their own mistakes. Why do you need to come to their rescue? I mean, it's so stupid. It was her mother was presumed dead in a plane crash. She didn't come back for that, but she comes back for Greenlee and Ryan. And I'm tired of them bringing people on just because they're a name. When you bring somebody on, you gotta have a reason for them coming back in a storyline. They did the same thing with Gina Tognani as Kelly on One Life to Live, and that's failing miserably as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sorry, Vanessa Marcel's return.
Show. I love her, but
Vanessa Marcel's return as Brenda is boring me to tears. The storyline's boring. Everything is boring me. I'm like so bored with Brenda. Look, I know that you guys are Sunny Brenda fans. To me, Sunny Brenda.
You know what
Brenda,
I do when I want to go to sleep at night? What? Instead of the Valerian route, I turn on Vanessa Marcel's. That pushed me right out.
Let me tell you something. I know you guys, there's a bunch of Sunny and Brenda fans. I was a Sunny and Brenda fan once, too. I loved me some Sunny and Brenda, but
it
you know
passed.
What?
Get over it.
They were never. They were not Luke and Laura. And you know why they weren't Luke and Laura?
Because we had Luke and Laura.
Because we had a Luke and Laura. Because you know what? Brenda could never deal with Sunny for who he was. I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, Sunny's true love is always going to be Carly. You know why? Because Carly did accept them for who she was. She put up with his craziness. She knew who she was. They complimented each other. And I disagree with everybody who says that Laura Wright doesn't have chemistry with Maurice Bernard. I think Laura Wright does. And I think
Laura Wright?
That's the one who's playing Carly now.
I'm sorry.
She is my favorite Carly. And I love both my other two Carlys. The only Carly I didn't like was Tranny Carly. Every other Carly I love. But Laura Wright, Tamara Braun was a great Carly. The original Carly was a great Carly. I loved all of the Carlys except for Tranny Carly. But Laura Wright is like, she's like the all-woman Carly. Like,
amazing.
Like Carly's now a mother. She has gotten over her obsession with Sunny. She's grown as a character. Now, you guys know I stopped watching Jenna for a bit once Jeannie Francis left, and I came back for Jonathan. So I've seen bits and pieces of Laura Wright's Carly, but now that I'm watching General Hospital again, I'm seeing her full force as Carly.
No, but she's
amazing.
She's beautiful, too. Like,
oh, I think she is.
She's like one of those women that's not like, she's so beautiful, but in a real woman
sort of way.
And she is so subtle. She makes these little tiny little choices, but they fly off the screen.
And then another actress on daytime who never gets any recognition, she never gets any nominations, magazines, Laura Wright.
Oh,
but
yeah.
just like our Cassie De Paiva and our Florencio Lozano. Three of the, you know, you talk about who the next Kim
Zimmer. Abused.
Yes.
I hate it.
You talk about who the next Kim Zimmer, the next Robin Strauss is going to be, the next daytime diva. You got three right there on ABC. Laura Wright, Florencio Lozano, and Cassie De Paiva, and they get no respect. I'm sorry, but her Carly is phenomenal. The only thing that I'm looking forward to is her seeing Brenda. They show the trailer this week, and she tells Brenda, you know what? You're a pathetic slut who has to sleep with a man to get attention. I was like, what? That's what I want to say. I want to see Carly slap her down. Everything about the Carly's been jealous and everything, and she keeps saying, like, what's Jason doing out there with Brenda? That's the only thing I'm enjoying about Brenda's storyline, is that it's getting Carly fired up. I'm loving me some Laura Wright. Another thing I'm loving on General Hospital, Lucky and Siobhan. They brought Lucky a new love interest, this Irish girl named Siobhan.
I love me some Lucky. Oh, he's so good.
Him and, I know people
what's
don't like.
What's his name again?
Jonathan Jackson.
Who doesn't like Jonathan
Jackson?
No,
they don't like his Irish bro because he's undercover and he's playing this character,
oh,
Irish
bro.
Oh,
give me brogue. A break.
I don't know if I'm broke or nothing. It's fine to me and it's not annoying me. What I'm loving is the fact that they've got him a real love interest, and the way they introduced her and the way the two of them met and everything that's going on with their storyline, that's old school soap opera.
Yep.
And I'm loving me some Lucky and Siobhan, and they have not been on all week, and I have not been amused. I'm like, where's my damn Lucky and Siobhan? I want my Lucky and Siobhan on.
Can we talk about One Life to Live?
Wait, getting there. One more thing about General Hospital.
Yeah.
They brought back Stone this week. Robin has got that psycho through Robin down a well, and she was freaking out, and she didn't know how to get out, and she was ready to give up. And Stone came to her in her mind,
well,
of course.
Well, you fell
and
in
not,
the well. That's from
the
Little Rascal.
Well, you fell in the well. I remember that. Michael Sutton, you look hot. You look still hot. I loved you when you were on General Hospital almost 15 years ago. I love you now. You are gorgeous. And the scenes between you and her, Rob, Kimberly McCullough, were so beautiful. Let me tell you, people, I cried. I cried.
Actress.
It brought back all the memories of this storyline. Claire Levine wrote such a beautiful storyline. It was such one of the greatest love storylines on All My Children, right up there with Stuart. I mean, on General Hospital.
Yeah.
Right up there with Stuart and Cindy. It was beautiful because that's love.
Yeah.
Real love.
You showed me the clips and I was
dying. My God. So here it is 15 years later and they still have that chemistry. Those scenes were beautiful
wow.
to watch. And the writing was excellent. Applause to whoever's idea that was on the writing team at General Hospital. That was a brilliant choice. So General Hospital has some things that are working for me that I'm loving. They really are. Now, you have not been liking One Life to Live. I don't think you're even watching it anymore, right?
No, not.
Don't. I gotta say.
Cooked. Is Solitary in Toronto. The smoking, I know it's thing.
Oh, it's,
We're in the car still and someone's smoking. Yeah. Thanks to high hell.
And they're talking really loud.
Hold on, I'm gonna roll up a little bit. Hold on, people. I'll open them in a second, Jordan Hudson. Don't you worry.
We disagree on that, too. I feel like One Life to Live has gotten better. I'm still not amused that the hoes are gone and the moes are gone and sister Rachel's gone. But they haven't been focusing on G-Rex as much as they could be.
Thank God.
And they haven't been focusing on Snatchley as much as they should be. So that aspect of it I'm enjoying. The show's gotten tighter again. It seems to be nowhere they're going with the storyline. And I'm enjoying everything that's going on right now. The girl that plays Danny has grown as an actress so much.
I did clip in a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, the scenes with her and Todd have been phenomenal. I thank God they did not kill Taya off and Florencia Lozano still on the show. And if you needed any proof, you just had to watch her come out of that coma to see why this woman needs to stay on One Life to Live till the day they cancel it, because she is brilliant.
Although I have a disagreement with you about that storyline.
She doesn't think that that was the plan all along. She thinks that there was a contract negotiation. I don't know. Florencia has been saying that she knew that she was staying on and that she had to keep it a secret.
She has to say that.
Well,
she can't say anything else.
Well, look what happened with Brandon Buddy.
That's my fault. She can't say anything else.
But those of you don't know, the storyline goes.
He lied to cover his ass.
Because they were upset that he told people that he told the truth. So they were upset about that. And now word came out, they fired Marco. After they said that he was coming back after him, and he did come back for like an episode, they fired him. They fired Greg, which we knew was coming. I mean, after what he did with Taya, how can you can't.
You can't work as a doctor.
You can't work as a doctor anymore, and you can't skirt the law. I mean, what he did was really rough. I mean, I don't care how much you were being blackmailed. I mean, you made a woman believe she was dying.
Yeah.
And you were administering something to cause the symptoms. That's craziness.
The whole storyline is such bullshit.
I don't know. It's very edgy night. I love it. The only aspect that I didn't like was the Kelly involvement. That's the only part that I didn't buy.
How was Kelly involved?
Well, her mother. That's why Eli killed her, because her mother figured out who he was. That seemed far fetched.
The whole story is bad. But I don't know how much proof you need.
No, I like the edge of that. When they revealed that Eli was still alive, I was floored. I love that. When they revealed how they gaslighted Taya and that they made her believe, I was floored. I loved it. It was brilliant to me.
You are a kind man.
I loved it. I find it entertaining. I'm loving everything about it. I can't wait for One Life to Live super couple to be reunited.
Blair and Taya. I will agree with you.
I can't wait for Blair to find out that Taya's alive.
You gotta tell the people about Roger Howarth.
Well, now it seems like this may not have been true.
Know.
It seems like they were putting it out there in hopes that he would come back. I really hope that's not the case, because that's really effed up.
We're all waiting. Whoever thought that was cool
to spread that lie, that's really effed up. I want Roger Howard back. And you know why I want him back? Again, no dissing Trevor St. John. I think Trevor St. John is great. I just feel like Roger Howard brings more to the role. I'm sorry, people.
We've always said that.
Taya is dead. You're losing Danny, and you can't be vulnerable and show some tears. Roger Howarth, no matter how crazy Todd cried all the time. Roger Howarth had those tears come out, and they were manly tears. They were tears of anger, manly tears. He's so good. I still think that if they brought him back as the real Todd, the storyline potential for this could go on for years. The ramifications and the way, because you're dealing with so many possibilities. I mean, who do you love? Do you love this guy that you've invested your last few years with, that you bonded with, or do original Todd? Who does Todd love? Does he want to go back to Blair, or is he going to realize that Taya's his real soulmate? Does that then mean that if Taya goes with the real Todd, does Blair get the fake Todd? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how does this affect the kids?
Yeah.
You know? So for Jack, that's the only father he's known.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not his real father.
And he's exactly like him, too.
I mean, so I hope that it's true for One Life to Live's sake, because I think that would be a big plus. Now, one of the reasons that I thought Monday and Tuesday's One Life to Live was flawless.
Kim Zimmer.
Well, no, she was only on Monday. Let's talk about Ms. Kim Zimmer. I know Kim Zimmer is somebody you either love or you hate.
Why don't you get any credit for breaking that damn story?
I don't know. But anyway, we broke it. But look, Kim Zimmer is somebody you either love or you hate. I can see some people don't like her. They think she takes over the show. Yeah, but you know what? That wasn't her fault on Guiding Light. They revolved the show around Reva the way they revolved General Hospital and Luke and Laura. That's not the actor's fault. It's not Alicia Minshew's fault that they made it the Kendall show for a while. You know what I mean? You can't blame Kim Zimmer.
I'll tell you
Kim
one thing.
Kim Zimmer is great. And I'll tell you one thing. She was fabulous on her first day at One Light to Live.
Well, it's going to be a competition of head bobs when she has a scene with Vicky. Let me tell you right now. They are big actresses.
They are, but
they're
it was fabulous.
They're going to fill
and
that
when they
camera.
Showed those clips from like 1980, I was on the floor like, what? Soaps don't do that. I remember Soaps used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
That was fabulous when they did that. I was like, work! I was living for those scenes. And let me tell you this, I don't like me Erica Slezak, but when Erica Slezak is opposite somebody who's her enemy, she's good.
That's
because the looks that she gave
That's
her...
True.
When she was
That's
just like,
true.
And Charlie was like, well, how do you two know each other? And she was like, she slept with my husband. I was like, work! And Kim Zimmer was like, wow, that devilish grin. I was like, they need Kim Zimmer to stay as long as she wants to stay. Don't be writing Echo off anytime soon.
She ain't on contract, is she?
I don't know, but she's probably like on a short-term contract because that's
oh,
what
gotcha.
They do nowadays.
Gotcha.
Now, one of the worst recasts, Billy Warlock as Ross. Look, I love me some Billy Warlock. Billy Warlock can act his ass off. He's playing Will Ross right now. Billy Warlock is all of like 5'4", if even. Danny's taller than him. Every time that he and him Blair get in an argument, it looks like all Blair has to do is stomp on him like a cockroach and he's done.
Like a cockroach.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I love me.
We don't say cockroach. We say cockroach.
Cucaracha.
Cucaracha, cockroach.
Cucaracha, cucaracha. Look. He's a great actor. Nobody's doubting that. The acting part, it's just hard to believe him as Ross. Because you're talking about Michael Lowry, who's all manly man, mountain
you're
man.
You're going to get me upset if I have to talk about Michael Lowry, because I
right.
love him so much.
But no, the reason that I've been loving me some One Night to Live Monday and Tuesday was the color folks. Landview, keep the color in Landview, all right?
No, that's why I hate the show.
I'm sorry, but the
it.
Evans were
losing,
out.
The
especially
Evans
Tuesday,
the
Evans were out full force. Mama Evans was there. Woo, she told John, I want you to tell me why my son is not. I was like, work, Mama Evans. And this is what irks me about One Night to Live. Why do you not realize when you got something good? I don't want to see Snatchily. I don't want to see Rex and Gigi. And oh my God, the new combination. You want to fall asleep? You're having trouble falling asleep?
Yes.
Watch Gigi and Christian. Oh my God! That
is a new couple?
They're a new couple.
What's her name?
They're putting Rex with Kelly, and they're going to put Gigi with Christian.
Time out. What happened?
Layla with Tika. What the hell was that?
I think it was an acorn. I actually do think it was an acorn.
Tika. Well, you know, Tika went on contract, and then she left the show.
Didn't know this.
Oh, girl, it's for the best. She already booked something. She's going to be a semi-regular on The Game on BET. She already got a primetime show.
Ooh.
Girl, let me tell you something. Tika was too good for One Night to Live.
I agree with you.
For those of you who know Tika, you tell
show.
Tika to listen to my podcast right now, our podcast, and so she could hear how I'm going to praise her.
I adore her.
Tika
I adore her.
Was
you
a great actress. One Night to Live never gave her a storyline.
She's too good for that show is my point.
Oh, what, The Game?
Yeah.
Honey, it's better than being stuck on One Night to Live at this point. At least she'll be, you know what I mean? They never gave her the kind of props that she deserved. They never gave her a full front storyline. She is a lead actress person. She has charisma, talent, and beauty, and she can act. She can cry like nobody's business. You should be giving her some real storylines. You always gave her some BS storylines. For some reason, they always favored Evangeline. She was the one and I didn't like her at all. I never liked Evangeline.
Bleh.
I like me some Tika. So you know what, girl? Good for you. You left One Night to Live, and already you're booking stuff. Your career is going to just keep skyrocketing. You're going to be getting movies, girl. You're going to be doing stuff. You'll be doing stuff with Tyler Perry. Don't worry, girl. Your best thing you ever did was leave One Night to Live. But see, I'm mad because they have this great African-American family that is interesting to watch. I love me some Sean.
That's my car, people.
I love me some Sean. I love me some Destiny. I love me some Mama Evans. I love me some Vivian. Oh, my God. Vivian is the OBGYN for Jessica and Snatchily, and she's also dating Sean. And those scenes, you didn't see this. They had a whole episode.
It's a man, baby.
Who?
Is that her?
She does not sound like a man.
Is that the one that looks like the man?
No, Vivian, no.
Oh, I know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that was the mother on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Stop!
What?
No, yeah, that's what you're talking about. No, Vivian and... They had this one episode where Vivian and Sean took Daryl and Destiny out to lunch. Uh-huh. And it was so cute because they're talking and Daryl was hysterical. And they're talking about, like, this and that. And then finally, Vivian comes up and she tells Destiny, she goes, you know, if you want to talk about birth control, we could. And Sean almost choked on his sour. And Sean was just like, and it was the funniest, cutest thing because then they kept going. And he's like, baby, we don't know. This is my sister we're talking about. She's not even. And like
Sean.
Destiny and Daryl are looking at each other. And like, we're not even having, so we're not even thinking about that. And Daryl had the most cutest monologue where he told Sean and rest assured me, he's like, I love your sister too much. I just want to be with her and get to know her. We're not even at that stage yet.
Yeah.
And then Sean brings Vivian aside later when they're by themselves and he's talking to Vivian and he's just like, I can't believe that you did that. Da, 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 da. He goes, what would possess you? You know, if my mother was here. And Vivian just looked at him and she goes, Sean, who you think told me to talk to Destiny?
Oh.
So her mother asked her. See, and I'm thinking, this is what I want to see more of. This is good stuff.
But they lost me. When they lost Kish, they lost me.
I know. But what I'm saying is, this is the stuff that they need to be focusing on.
It's such an opportunity to have such a good storyline with Marty and
McBain.
With you. And now, like, having to watch, like, Fatally be a super sleuth and Kelly
oh my
be a
god,
super
her
sleuth.
Thinking she's Mark Helgenberg on CSI.
I mean, come on, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And this whole, what's happening with the baby switch? That lost me completely.
You know why that storyline's so bad?
But because what's turned out? Who's pregnant with who?
We
was
still
what?
Don't know.
Ugh.
But you know why that storyline's messed up? You know why that storyline's messed up? How does that Latin kid live there? How does she live there? He lives there. How can he afford to live there?
That is a guy.
How can he afford to live there?
He might be tranny, right?
Huh?
Might be tranny?
No, he's a guy.
No, but I mean, he's got, like, real plucked eyebrows.
That's what these boys do
nowadays. Really?
I don't like that at all.
I mean,
that turns me off. I don't like guys like that. It's very queenie. I don't like that at all. All
right, so...
So, I want me some more black people. I want to that. I want Sean on contract. I want Vivian on contract. I want Mama Evans. I want to see the Evans family full front. I'm sorry. I'm finding them interesting. And even Daryl's brother, the cop. See, that's how you introduce a character. You know that cop that's been working with McBain?
Yeah.
He's Daryl's brother.
Fine.
I love that.
The rest of it is shite. That's my problem.
No, Clint becoming Asa, loving it. Loving it. Him going after Jessica Lesher's character, Inez, loving it. You know
why? What do
you
think about Jessica Lesher's character?
She makes the four brothers work. If not for her, the four brothers wouldn't work. It's her performance. It's her performance. I'm enjoying them more as they're becoming more and more brothers and they're trying to get to know each other.
She's
I'm enjoying
so young
that aspect.
And beautiful. That's
to
the
be
only
the three kids.
I
know it's ridiculous. But you know what? She is Puerto Rican, so she could she could have had those boys.
Right.
Let me tell you though, I think she is the saving grace. I said it before and I'll say it again. One of the things that makes her so great on this show is that she is not like the other women on the show. Where all the other women are so bombastic and big. She is subtle and quiet, and there's such a strength in that. And it's such a nice change of pace to watch her performance. She has some beautiful work when she found out that her son couldn't go to college. She has some beautiful work where she realizes that she really likes Bo and not Clint. And it makes sense that Clint will go after her. You know why Clint likes her and Clint likes Kim? Because they're women of color. Clint's first love was Maria. Cord's mother was Maria. She was Mexican.
Huh.
He likes his meat a little dark. Sorry, Vicky. So I'm buying all of this. And I'm loving that Clint's become Asa. He is Asa to a T now. And they need that kind of a character. And the fact that Matthew's becoming just as bad. And I'm loving the fact, this is what I'm loving. I'm loving how Matthew is becoming Clint's right hand. And wouldn't it be funny if Echo comes to town to say that she had Clint's son? And Clint's son turned out to be Rex.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Kim Zimmer's character.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be great if Rex turned out to be Clint and Echo's son? And get this. Because Clint and...
No, it wouldn't.
Rex,
you want to know why?
Rex,
sick and tired of who's your daddy storylines.
Wait.
Sick of it.
Rex hates Clint right now. Clint's blackmailing him. Wouldn't it be funny to find out that the man that you respect so much is not your father, but the one you hate?
I don't give a shit.
I think that would be brilliant.
About Rex.
Brilliant.
I don't give a shit.
I don't mind Rex. I just don't want Rex
made
with Gigi.
Eli, a cartoon character. I loved Eli with Blair being a normal guy and a good guy and an adult that she could match wits with and had really hot sex with, and that he was a good brother to the bad Ross who was played by Michael Lowry. I ate all that shit up. I loved it. And now I hate it, hate it, hate it. Looking at Eli and seeing him twirl his mustache every episode is boring, predictable shite.
I disagree.
Ugh.
I disagree. I'm sorry. I'm loving it. All right.
And Cassie DePiva Blair would never be duped by something so goddamn obvious.
Oh, but those scenes when she confronted him, she was powerful. She was great.
She could make a fly on the wall interesting. That's how good she is.
Oh, you know what episode you missed too? When Daryl went to go...
She could act the opposite of fly on the wall and give an Oscar-worthy performance.
You know what episode you missed?
What?
Was when Daryl was in class for driver's ed. That was hysterical. Whoever wrote that episode, that was some funny shit.
All right, I missed it.
Daryl, he got this instructor who was all monotone and everything, and Daryl's the only person to show up. Destiny did not show up. Danny didn't show up. And the instructor's like this. He's like, okay... For all of you, pay attention. And Daryl was just, like, looking around because there is nobody but Daryl here. He's talking like he has a full class. And Daryl's eyes are just like...
Can I tell you what's funny about that?
Daryl. What?
They made lemonade out of lemons because they probably couldn't even afford extras that day. So they made it like a funny thing. That's smart.
I'm hoping they give us some more black people because I'm loving my black people and want to live.
Can we talk about Glee?
Phenomenal. I'm sorry. It's been phenomenal this season.
So good.
So did you see yesterday's episode?
I saw last night's episode.
How? Did you cry?
Of course I cried.
I cried.
Quite a little bit. Let me say
this. When I heard what it was about, and the only thing that I saw was him praying to that sandwich, I thought, oh, God, this seems really weird.
I love grilled cheese.
It wound up being such a deep episode because we didn't know. We shouldn't even talk about it because we don't want to ruin it. How about people haven't seen it? But you know what? If you haven't seen it, this is the Pine Valley Podcast. We don't say that we're not going to say spoiler alerts for Glee. So, I'm sorry.
Spit on my chest.
I'm sorry. It happened.
It's all right.
As many times you did it to me, I could do it back
true.
To you.
And I've had bad breath on you, too.
Oh, my gosh. She has it. She's so paranoid about right her now. Breath. And she
I know.
Really,
I like nice breath.
Your breath has
like
never
nice
been bad.
I like teeth, and I like nice clean
Believe
breath.
Me, I have a friend who has halitosis. You do not have that, don't worry. All right. It was phenomenal, the whole storyline with Kurt and his father. I lost it.
Kurt's father had a heart attack.
I was so scared they were going to kill him off, though.
No, I didn't think they were. I don't think
But it was so big. And it was all about spirituality and discovering your own spirit. And I was surprised
it
that they went there.
It wasn't as pat as I thought it would be. I thought it would be pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, neat.
No, it wasn't, no.
Like, in the end, Kurt said he still didn't believe in
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was open to
it. But it was so great that, like, I mean, everybody got a chance to really shine in a very deep way.
They
like, Sue, Jane Lynch's character, Sue, was so, oh, my God, those scenes with her sister, I was a mess.
That's what I'm saying. We were talking about that before, and I just love her scenes. Is that her sister, right?
Yeah.
I just love her. I can't even talk about it.
This is the deepest I think they've ever given her character.
When she's been with that girl, with her sister, sustaining it, though.
Like that scene where she had with the guidance counselor, she said, you want to know why I don't, because when I was little, I worshipped my sister. I lost it.
Oh, yeah.
That scene was like, oh, my God. I mean, I thought the Britney episode was great, too. The Britney episode was phenomenal.
The Britney episode was so phenomenal. And the Britney that plays Britney is so freaking phenomenal. She had a line where she said, I discovered my true self and then I'm better than Britney. And now I want to lead in every single Glee song. I want to solo.
I love her.
She really was. And I felt bad for Britney Spears because she played Britney better than Britney Spears does right now.
She was better than Britney. Yeah, she was hot.
If you people haven't seen it, if you have one episode of television to watch this season, watch the Britney episode of Glee. She was
Or the last night's episode.
Freaking amazing. Wait. Her body was sick.
I love
her dancing was sick. And even her singing was almost as good as Britney's.
Well, girl, Britney don't really sing. That's all electronic. So, of course, she sings better than Britney. I love me, Britney, but you got to be honest about Britney. Britney don't sing live.
Are you watching Mad Men?
Wait. But let's go back. Britney's lie yesterday when they were all going around the room talking about praying, and she goes, when I pray, I fall asleep. I was on the floor! I was like,
this is so underrated.
She's like, when I pray, I fall asleep.
Because you know in real life that she's probably just a normal, outgoing, vibrant person, but she plays her character perfectly.
For those of you who don't know, what she does is called deadpan, and that is not the easiest thing to do. That is a talent into of itself.
Like, her character's very, like, dim-witted.
Everybody can play that. She is brilliant. She is brilliant. I haven't watched it. I haven't seen this Sunday's episode.
I did a book report on a heart attack. I'm giving it to you. Maybe you can give it to the doctor if he needs it.
And she goes, I got it. I went a grade down because it was all in crayon. That was the funny shit.
And I love of John Stamos last week on the Britney.
I thought he was so awesome. John Stamos is amazing. Loved him. Loved him much more than I enjoyed. I did not enjoy Neil Patrick Harris last season. That episode was my least favorite episode.
It was too.
Who?
The teacher. What's his face? Mr. Shu.
Yeah.
He's so big this season. I feel like embarrassed for him. He's so giant this season. Like, everything he does is Walt Willie to the 10th degree. It's horrible.
Let's talk about Madman. I haven't seen this Sunday's episode. You're going to tell me about it. But
we only have a couple more
But the last episodes have been brilliant.
Holy shit. I'm talking about,
if you want to say, why does this show keep winning best drama? This is why. This is their fourth season. And usually shows start showing a little wear and tear. Not this show. This show is at an all-time high this season.
Whoa!
Did that episode with just Peggy and Don? That tell me that wasn't like watching a play. Like watching
incredible.
A good piece of theater.
It was
like classic theater, like Tennessee
incredible.
Williams or Dennis O'Neill. Who's that O'Neill? What's the first name of that?
Eugene.
I felt like I was watching I felt like I was watching a play.
Absolutely.
And then that episode where Mrs. Blankenship quote at the office. I'm sorry. I love me some Mrs. Black. I was very upset that they killed her off, but you know what? If you're gonna go, it's better to go in a bang. And
that was
hysterical.
It was funny. And when you knew it was coming.
Oh my God. But she was a riot. She was a riot with the things that she pulled and the things that she said. I'm sorry, Madman has
Don is creeping me out. He is sleeping with everything that moves.
He is brilliant.
He is brilliant.
Brilliant. And how great is my girl?
Joan's
been.
She had an abortion last week.
Oh, that was so intense. That was so. Madman has been
phenomenal. Carlos was like, she's going to keep it. I was like, that's not how she works. That is not how she works. This woman crosses her eyes, crosses her T's, and dots her I's.
There is no way she could pass that baby off as his.
She wouldn't do it. She operates. She has. This is what's so brilliant about this writer and about these actors. They each have a way that they operate. This is not how this character operates. She takes care of everything. And then the next day she'll show up to work without one hair out of place and without, you know, with perfect lipstick and makeup and her dress perfectly pressed. That's how she works. She's not going to fool around. She's not going to have try to pass off a baby as her husband. There's not a soap opera in that way. This is a work of art. Like you said, you people need to watch it.
What about the episode where Peggy fired that guy for
Joan turned around?
And ooh, that was some power.
Didn't you know that was going to happen? You saw
no,
was
I didn't.
Happen,
I knew that she probably, but the way that Joan phrased it, you realized where Joan's point was coming from.
Yeah.
And here Peggy was, she thought she did something good.
Yeah.
She thought she did something good.
But you knew that was coming because if you watched the whole show, Joan always one-ups Peggy. She's always smarter than Peggy. Peggy's always a little slow on the uptake.
It was some brilliant.
Peggy's always on a learning freaking curve,
and
right?
Yeah. And I love that, just like, you know, and I feel that way about Glee, too. It's like, both Mad Men and Glee have come back, and there's a different tone to the show. And that's the way a show should be, because you know what? In life, we go through things that change us. You know, things happen that change us.
Yeah.
And so,
what's her name lost a ton of weight on Glee, the lead character, Rachel.
Yeah, everybody's talking about that.
She has a little belly still because from the Britney episode, she still had a little pooch, but she's real skinny.
Yeah,
now.
You know who I would love for them to bring on Glee?
Ooh.
They need to. Ooh. Barbara.
Barbara who?
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Babs.
Would not. She needs to come.
Holy
Barbara
cow.
Streisand, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, but if you do, girl, you really should come
That's
to
That's the best joke we've had all year.
You really need to come
Barbara
to Glee.
Barbara Streisand, I don't know if you listen to our podcast,
but
if
you do, you really need to come to Glee, because I think, wouldn't an episode where Rachel meets Barbara Streisand, wouldn't that be great?
The episode would just be Rachel passing out.
They need to bring all the divas. They need to bring Bette on. They need to bring Liza with a Z. They need to bring Miss Bernadette Peters on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, what other shows are you watching, Prime
Time? I'm only watching Dancing with the Stars.
You haven't checked out any of the new shows?
And Runway, Project Runway.
You haven't checked out any of the new shows?
Like what?
Like, there's a bunch of new shows?
I'm going to tell you one thing. That got my generation canceled, thank God. Thank God! Don't look at me like that.
Why did you hate it?
Because I saw the commercial. And in the commercial, this young man gets a call, and another woman says, "Hi, so-and-so. Remember when we went to prom 10 years ago? Well, we have a son." What kind of bullshit is that? Who does that? Who says it like that? You deserve to have your ass canceled with bullshit like that.
I'm going to talk about my generation real quick.
Am I right?
I'm going to tell you. I saw the first episode. The reason that the concept I kind of like.
We have a son.
I like the concept. Shut up. But I knew that the way they were going to shoot it was going to annoy me. And I saw the first episode anyway. And I wasn't as turned off. Well, the reality thing is that, because it's supposed to be a documentary.
Oh, stupid.
And I kept telling myself.
We're all beautiful people.
I kept telling myself.
ABC, suck my ass.
I kept telling myself.
Get some real people on prime time.
I kept telling myself. Now, if this show actually lasts for five seasons, how can you justify that there's cameras following these people around for a second? I thought, you know what? Set it up like that. And then once we know the characters, you don't need that anymore. So I saw the first episode. I wasn't as turned off as I thought I would be. But
you didn't love it as much as you thought you would.
Girl, when I saw the second episode, I couldn't get past the first 5 minutes because it was exactly what I feared. Them going back to the past, the future, and this and that, all in like the first one. I cannot keep track. I'm not going to keep a scorecard. It's like, and I don't need you to keep telling me the brains, the jock. I already know who they were. I saw the first episode.
It's so dumbed down television. Television.
So I have to say, I
was. I love Dancing with the Stars.
Lone Star was canceled. That was the first show that was canceled.
Was it
any
good?
I didn't even check it out.
I heard people said that they liked it, actually.
Well, supposedly, the critics loved it. The writing was supposed to be really good. But I got to tell you, it did nothing for me. I didn't even want to tune in.
The billboard didn't even do nothing for me.
My sister saw a trailer. She said that it looked like a spoof on The Soup. So she thought it looked ridiculous. She goes,
and that Running Wild, my Will Arnett, who I love, I heard it's not good.
I wouldn't tune into it because of Keri Russell. I'm sorry, I'm not a Keri Russell fan. I think it's ridiculous that he cast her. With all the comical,
You saw Waitress though, right?
No, I didn't see Waitress. Nice job. I heard that was her best work.
And she actually did a great job.
All I see is Felicity. She was Felicity in the WBS.
She did
all
a great job on Waitress.
I did try Raising Hope, the show before it.
I tried it too.
I did not like it at all. I did not. And I was very disappointed because Greg Garcia created it. He's the one who created My Name Is Earl, which I love. I could not get into that.
It's too over the top.
It was just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
It wasn't believable.
And you know what else wasn't believable? That kid was a kid. He looks like he's 40.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the old man. He's supposed to be the kid. But I think that's the joke of it, is that they were like 15 when he was born, and they're like 30 now, and he's supposed to be like 15 or something like
yeah,
that.
He does look like
an old man, and it's not really, it's over the top. Yeah, the only thing I laughed at was when the grandmother was breastfeeding the kid.
That's the reason I wanted to tune into it, because I love Cloris Leachman.
Because Cloris Leachman is so funny.
But I was like
this is not even right for her.
Yeah, I was like,
she'll do anything. This woman is so awesome. She will do any joke you'll tell her to do. She will get a butt naked, and she'll work it. But it's not funny. It's too
I tried the William Shatner show too.
Oh, I heard Shit My Dad Says is not good, right?
No. You know why?
Why?
It changed everything. This is what irks me about these movies. You get a property that you like, and then the first thing you do is you change everything about it. It has nothing to do with the book. His parents weren't divorced.
Well,
his parents aren't divorced. And the reason that he moved in with his father was because he was broke and he had just broken up with his girlfriend. And the father what I get in the book, the father's the kind of person who, like Sophia from Golden Girls, he doesn't censor himself. He's kind of like an Archie Bunker. He just does whatever's on his mind.
I hate they're TV playing, a-holes. I call him TV a-holes.
They're playing it like he's kind of this buffoon.
You're stupid!
This buffoon who never had a relationship with his son. And he hasn't seen his son in years. And the reason the son's coming back is because he lost his job. Like everything was just kind of like... And
I want these
more
shows
importantly,
to get canceled.
More importantly,
I want dumb shit to
the
get canceled.
The kid that they're playing his son, horrible. Has no sense of comic timing. Not funny. Maybe if they would have cast somebody that was funny, I would have enjoyed it more. But I saw the first episode. I saw the first episode. The second episode, I tried to give him a chance. He had this line that could have been real funny if he would have delivered it right. He delivered it flat. I said, you know what? I could do a better job than you. I'm not watching this
show.
I bet you
know why they did it. I think William Shatner didn't want competition. I think he wanted to be in the spotlight.
All I know is that I gave up on that one too.
You watching Mike and Molly?
No. I try to stay away from CBS show though.
I will say this. I would like to give it a chance because at least they're real people.
I know, but you know what? CBS comedy
like
shows.
Like Leah Remini, I really liked her on King of.
I know, but you know what my problem with CBS shows are? They're too dated. They're all like,
you're right,
I might as well be
that.
Watching Happy Days.
Well, because they're all run by those.
And they have laugh tracks. I need. Like Modern Family. That's my sitcom.
I like Modern Family, but I'm not all crazy over it.
The only show that has in front of a live audience.
Arrested Development was the funniest show, one of the funniest shows ever on TV, and it didn't live.
I know it didn't live, but you know what? The one show that I gotta admit that's done old school style that works for me is
No, Middle is not in front of a live audience.
Oh, that's true.
Or like Hot in Cleveland with Betty White and them.
I never saw it still.
Oh, my God. The reason that worked, the reason that worked was because these four women, not only can they act, they got comic timing. They can make anything work. Yes.
It
works. It works, girl. I don't care that it's dated. I don't care.
They all did sitcoms. I laughed my ass.
This was classic. They're doing another one, too, with George Segal and Jessica Walter.
Oh, that's smart.
About a young kid who joins his parents to live with them in their retirement home.
Oh, I love that. I love
the concept. It's
Jessica
called
Walter's brilliant.
So
George Segal, brilliant.
That's TV Guide's next sitcom. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, brilliant.
They
have the right idea.
You gave it right back to me.
I spit two drops too. They have the right idea because people think that we don't want to see, that young people don't want to see older people. Not that I'm young, but that they don't want to see older people on TV. That's bullshit.
Love me some Valerie Bertinelli.
Betty White. Think about, you know, Jessica Walter, George Segal. All these people, William Shatner. All these people are good, talented, funny people.
They should be on screen more. I agree. I will tell you this. You know what surprised the hell out of me?
And what?
I have our listeners who listen to our podcast for turning me on to one of my new favorite new shows. If it wasn't because of them and the reviews that I was hearing from them, I wouldn't have tuned in. Hawaii Five-0.
Really?
Brilliant. Love it.
I gotta tune into that.
Tight show, really action-packed, but really character-driven. The characters are really strong. All of them got chemistry. I cannot believe that I'm in a Hawaii Five addict. Love it. Love that. Love Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck on Friday nights. My Bridget Moynihan and my Will Estes. Love it. I have not watched this many CBS shows since the days of Murphy Brown and Designing Women.
Wow.
Let me tell you, I'm watching The Good Wife. Good Wife started up again, even better than the first season. On NBC, people are not watching. I'm very disappointed. The show with the black people as the lead on the cover, I heard it's going to be canceled. I'm not amused. I'm not going to lie. It's not the greatest show.
That's the problem.
It's cute.
You got to make good shows.
But you know what? It's cute enough, though. It's entertaining enough. And you know what? Honestly, I would watch them for 60 minutes just being there.
Well, you
They are beautiful people.
But you haven't.
I liked it. It's cute. I mean, I wish that he would have given it a little more seriousness, like Alias, so that it wouldn't be too light. So it wouldn't be so light. But it's definitely entertaining. It's not bad. And I was expecting a lot worse. And the people don't realize that the importance of this show is that if this show succeeds, then we can see more shows with people of color in the lead roles. That's not going to happen if this fails. Because remember, the only thing Hollywood cares about, the only color that Hollywood likes is green. So if it's going to make you money somehow, they'll put you up. And, you know, and I was scared.
The
I thought
Cosby
I was going to see.
The Cosby Show was one of the biggest successful, most successful shows of all time because it was funny, because it was good.
Uh-huh.
You cannot just slap together a group of people because they are people of color and think that you have a hit show on your hands.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Freaking good quality
saying,
show.
But you
good
know what?
People making the damn show,
what?
And then we'll
but
succeed.
But you know what? This is quality. When you compare it to something like Homeboys in Outer Space that was on UPN.
I don't want to compare shit. You and I are both Puerto Rican. I'm tired of saying it's good for what it is. It needs to be freaking good. I'm sorry, but it does. George Lopez
is
pretty good, right?
No. I didn't like George Lopez at all. I didn't find it funny at all, but I don't find George Lopez funny.
See, but
I didn't like that show at all.
It's not your cup of tea. But if you look at it, the quality was there. The writing was there. The acting was there. Not for George Lopez, but
you say so.
But it's not, come on.
I've seen bits and pieces. I didn't find it funny. I'm sorry. I disagree with you. I don't think that was good. At least the Cosby Show, even though I didn't like the Cosby Show, I could say the Cosby Show was funny.
It's not my prime example, but what I'm saying is that at least it's a show of some quality.
Well, I was going to say, Undercovers is a show of quality. I just wish that it could be more, though.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it is. Gerald McRaney's on it. He has great chemistry. The leads are great actors. They have chemistry. The only thing that I want more seriousness.
If it's billed, I'm telling you right now, this is what pisses me off. You're going to see my freaking flame come out. If it's billed as the show that hired all these black people and people of color and blah, blah, blah.
No, there's white people on it.
No, but that's not the point. You are not the only one saying it. The industry is saying this is our, you know, example of like what we can do in casting, diversity in casting and writing and blah, blah, blah. And that's bullshit.
No.
Just make a freaking quality show.
You're right.
Cast it diversely. Don't scream to the rooftops. This is a diverse show.
NBC.
This is non-traditional casting. Shut the F up. Write me a good show.
You're right. NBC,
produce it. If you have a show, if you have a script that's like Friends, it's like four friends, don't freaking cast it with four white people.
Don't get me started.
Cast it with real people.
I hate
you know,
Friends.
Then I don't have to have have a diverse, non-traditionally cast show. Just make good freaking shows and cast them realistically.
I don't want to.
And then don't sell them as multicultural. Sell them as what they are. A sitcom, a drama, or this or that.
I don't want to talk about Friends. I hate Friends.
Fine.
But I know I agree with you, but NBC has gotten a lot of criticism because they were not diverse. So they made an effort this season. Jimmy Smith has his show.
That's the point. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the point. Oh, so a couple of execs get together. They say, you know, we're not diverse enough. We're getting slammed for it. We've got 0.02% of our cast are people of color versus 1-2% of the other networks. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a big effort to diversely cast one or two shows, and we're going to put them out there, and we're going to say, see, we're interested in diversity, and that'll solve everything. Well, F you! Make good shows, cast them right, don't be ridiculous.
Okay, can I say something?
I'm mad about it. It's so stupid. The other networks don't have this problem because they actually cast, they don't even cast well, to be honest with you, but they cast a little bit better, and they don't have to make an effort to put a show out on a little platter that says, this is our non-diverse, this is our diverse show. Here you go. Isn't it wonderful? We're giving the colored people a chance. Yeah! Let's pat ourselves on the back. F you. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. It makes me angry because I live in New York and I look around in the subway and I don't see any goddamn televisions that look at the subway, that look like the subway, that look like the street, that look like the IKEA, that look like the Pathmark. I don't see any of it and it makes me mad. And all these Hollywood people sit there and they pat themselves on the freaking back for putting a freaking Hispanic on the air or for putting a black person on the air.
Latin, not Hispanic.
Or whatever. I don't give a shit. That's what they would say. They pat themselves on the back. Oh, aren't we doing a great job? Well, F you. You're not. You're putting on shows like My Generation with all these pretty white people and one token black and one token Latino, and you're patting yourself on the back for creating realistic challenging television. F you. You're not doing it. Makes me mad.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm mad.
Well, see, but this is, and I'm going to, and this goes back to soap operas. This is
I'm
why.
I'm not stupid. That's why. It makes me mad.
This is why on soap operas, certain things don't work. Because you're trying to bring on a character just for the sake of bringing on a black. Like, for instance, Maya Ward, Mary May's granddaughter on General Hospital. They bring this actress. She's not the worst actress in the world. I know a lot of better actresses, but she's a decent actress. She has no there's no reason for her being there. She has had no storyline, no nothing. I think they just wanted to bring a black person on the show. Meanwhile, this girl, Siobhan from Ireland, I don't know if she's really Irish, but her accent sounds believable. They bring her on with a storyline and a purpose. That's why her and Lucky are of interest right now. You wanted people to invest in Rachel and what's his name on One Night to Live, but you never gave them the kind of airtime that you gave like Marty and John and everybody else.
I love so that how, story.
How are the fans
supposed
to be? The
brother's in love with the same woman.
I know, but,
one is white
but,
collar, one is blue
but,
collar.
But,
she's beautiful.
But do you feel that One Night to Live gave that storyline the kind
of
airtime?
Of course they
didn't.
And we liked it.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Stupid.
And they're saying, well, the fans aren't liking it. It's not that the fans aren't liking it. It's that you're not giving the fans enough of it for them
no,
to warm up to it.
Because the ratings are down. And the Brian Fonz has a great idea. He's looking at he's like, this is not soap. I'm not seeing really gorgeous white lady, blonde. We need more gorgeous blondes. We need more this, more that. He's an absolute idiot. I'm sorry, but he's an idiot.
Look, one of the reasons that All My Children succeeded with Jessie and Angie is because when she brought them on with a storyline. They got the same amount of airtime, the same amount
point.
Of respect, and the same amount of treatment that Greg and Jenny
were.
They weren't the black couple.
They were the rich girl from the right side of the tracks,
yeah.
And the
and
poor guy
could
from the wrong
to them.
Side
people
of the
relate
tracks.
To them. Now,
that's what they were. They could have been white, they could have been Asian,
look,
they could have been anything. They could have been purple.
Look,
it wouldn't have mattered.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know why NBC did what they did. I don't care what they did. I'm glad that they have a show where the two lead actors are African-American and they're not stereotyped.
I am not glad, Jordan, because they set themselves up for the damn fall. That's why. Because they set it up as their gift to diverse casting or their offering of diverse casting and diverse television. And if it fails, they'll say, see, we told you it doesn't work. And then we're going to get another white blonde woman, blue-eyed blonde woman with eight, you know, different blonde, blue-eyed friends who are all 20-something. And it's going to make me want to vomit. I'm telling
that
you.
That aspect, I agree with you. But that's why I'm telling people, watch it. And like, I'm going to be honest with you. Listen.
America doesn't want to see that. They want beautiful white people. Beautiful, rich white people.
I'm going to tell you this. I almost didn't tune into it because I was scared. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, are they going to dumb it down? Are they going to make... And no, the characters are just as intelligent as they would be to be the position they are. They just happen to be black. The only thing that I don't... And I want to say that it's not that I don't like it about the show. All I'm saying is that I know J.J. Abrams. I just wish the storyline would be less on the comical side. Because Alias have funny moments in it, but it was a very serious show about spies. I would like this show to be like that. I want it more serious because you're dealing with spies. I don't want it to be fluffy. You know, this isn't Get Smart.
Can I ask you something? Do you think they would have been better off not marketing this as their diverse show? Because they really did. I'm sorry, but they did.
I don't feel like they did. You feel that way.
I know that they did. I saw the stories about it.
Well, no. Yeah, there have been stories. Everybody's talking about it because
Listen, everybody looks. You look at them. I look at them. We look. Everybody now knows everything about how studios run, how networks run, all that. It's like popular culture now. It used to be stuff that you just read about if you were in the industry. Now it's like popular culture with all the entertainment websites and all the entertainment offerings online, you know, and in the media. We read about what goes on behind the scenes. Everybody knows. I'm sorry. If I know, a lot of people know that Undercover was NBC's answer to fill the void for their lack of diversity and casting. Everybody knows this. They probably went to the TV, what do they call those things? I forget what they call them. Upfronts or something like that? Like upfronts? Yeah. I don't even know what they are, but whatever they are, that's how they announce shows to the industry, to the agencies and stuff like that. I'm sure that they announced it as their answer to, you know, to their gift to people of color, their experiment in diverse casting, something like that. So that's what pisses me off, is that why did they have to do that? Why couldn't it just be a great new J.J. Abrams show?
You're right.
Why?
You're right. I mean, look. All I'm saying is that
smoking again makes me so mad.
Is that if it dies, it's sad. Because again, I never said that I don't like it. I do like it. I find Joe McCraney to be great. I find them to have a lot of chemistry, and I find it very enjoyable. Let's see, what else am I watching? Like No Ordinary Family, about the superhero family.
That's cute.
I like that. I was gonna watch The Whole Truth.
Why couldn't they make that with all black people? I'm being serious with you.
Well, the son looks like he's not 100% white. He looks like he has some ethnicity.
Or like, what was that other movie where the family was Latino?
Yeah, but you know what? The his best friend's black. The guy from Weeds is his best friend. Oh, I was going to watch The Whole Truth, the lawyer show, but they got rid of my Jolie Richardson from Nip Tuck and Maura Tierney's in it. So I dropped that. I didn't even bother watching it. I love her, but you know what? I don't like the short hair on her, and I like Jolie Richardson.
You understand why she has short hair?
Yeah, I know. I don't like the hair.
She has cancer.
But I don't like the short hair on her. It's not flattering.
God,
I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I'm just saying the short hair is not flattering on her. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have cancer, but the hair is not that flattering. The short hair is not flattering.
She probably can't grow her hair.
Well, then wear a wig. I'm sorry. Not every woman could get away with short hair. Anyway, look, I like my Jolie Richardson. They got rid of her. I don't know why. So I dropped that. What else is on ABC that I'm watching? I'm watching Detroit 187.
Oh, how was it? Really, right?
You know what my problem with it is? It's again, it's an entertaining show. It's not horrible. I just don't feel that it's gritty enough.
That's the problem.
It's supposed to be
cop shows.
They're pumping it up.
They don't go like NYPD Blue.
Yeah, they're pumping it up like it's the new version of NYPD Blue, and it's not that. It's a step above that horrible Canadian rookie show. That show, remember Rookie Blue that came out during the summer? It's a hell of a lot better than that. No, they picked it up. ABC picked it up. And my Gates, they didn't pick up, but that crap they picked up.
So awful.
The Gates was the vampire thing with the Gates.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That should have been picked up. That should have gotten more press from ABC. That was a brilliant show.
Are you watching Boardwalk Empire?
I haven't started yet. I have to. I've heard mixed things about
it. My big problem is
what?
I think Steve Buscemi is very weak. Very weak. I want to know your take because you are so astute. He's got brilliant actors around him, but he makes very one-note obvious choices. And I don't believe him like a James Gandolfini, like the head of a...
Somebody that I know said they don't believe him in like that role. He's
a supporting actor. That's why. He can't carry the show.
I want to see it. It's definitely... I'm just so behind and I gotta see other things. But let me tell you...
It's also a little obvious. The show's a little obvious. Yeah. It's not that challenging.
Really?
Yeah.
Detroit 187, the problem too is it's not as gritty as Southland. See, I love me some Southland.
I remember you said you
Southland. And I was expecting that. But I do like the actors. I think the actors, I think there's a lot of potential. I think that as writers keep going in the direction of gearing more towards Southland and less Rookie Blue, it can, you know, it could be a winner, you know? Oh. What else is new this out there? FX's new show, Terriers. Love it. Love it. Still watching. My Sons of Anarchy came back. Sons of Anarchy, this is their third season. Brilliant. I'm behind on a lot of stuff, girl. Let me tell you, I'm so behind. Grey's has come back, renewed. Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters. Brothers and Sisters, I was ready to give up.
I remember.
Wow, what a difference. Wow. They really, somebody lit a fire under their ass. I don't know if the threat of cancellation was it or what. But that show got back to its roots. Desperate Housewives, Vanessa Williams bringing that show back to life. I'm sorry, if anybody could replace Nicholas Sheridan's void, it's Vanessa Williams. She is amazing.
That sounds dirty.
She's amazing. Well, you know what it is? And such a brilliant choice as an actress. Is like, she could have done what a lot of actors do, keep repeating the same character you play. There's not Wilhelmina. And her character is very similar to Wilhelmina. Why is he staring at us?
I don't know.
She's very similar to Wilhelmina, but she's not Wilhelmina. And she knows that. And that's the reason she doesn't play her as Wilhelmina. But let me tell you something. She's great. She is what these ladies need to just reinvigorate them. I'm loving me Vanessa Williams on that show.
I love her.
And Grey's Anatomy has such a great finale. And they, as for me, some people don't agree with me. They picked up right where they left off. And talk about something happening. You know what happened in the finale. I know you don't watch it, but you heard what. They had like somebody with a gun came to and shot up people in the hospital and stuff.
Okay.
I know it sounds very dumb because every show has done it, but their version of it was very, very good.
Yeah,
the thing was, I know, but their version was very good. The thing was that after what went down and the things that happened and they saw and they went through, there was no way that, because you know most shows would just come back the next season and
like nothing.
She's brilliant. I hope she continues it though, and I hope they don't go back to the status quo.
She remembers.
These characters are fundamentally changed.
They
will never be the same again. I mean, to their core.
I love that. That makes me very happy.
So it's like watching a new show in a way because each character has gone like a 360.
Right.
And it's been very powerful. So I'm like, I'm loving me Grey's again. That's good.
Anything else?
I can't think offhand of any other show. I'm sure I'm watching other stuff that I'm not mentioning.
So like Showtime, you watching Nurse Jackie?
No, Nurse Jackie hasn't started up again. I still got 6 episodes of Nurse Jackie and I've fallen behind on The Big C and Weeds. But I love The Big C, what I saw so far.
Okay.
With Laura Linney. Okay. Showtime.
HBO's coming back with a Laura Dern show. Unexamined, really? Or something, or
Showtime has,
and like, the commercial is hysterical.
Really?
You see her; she's going towards the elevator. You see her; the elevator is closing, and she's screaming at this guy. She's like, "I hate you, man!" And all of a sudden, I gotta bleep that. I don't like cursing on the show. She's like, "I hate you! I hate you, motherfucker! I hate you! I hate you!"
Oh, I thought she said that other thing. I was like.
No. So then the door closes and the guy's like, he's like with another person. He's like, phew, she's crazy. And then all of a sudden, you see her crying. The door's back open and she's like, I hate you, mama, ever, I hate. And it's so funny.
What's the name of it?
I feel like it's called Unexamined or something like that.
Showtime has 3 new shows coming out in January. One of them with William H. Macy.
Oh, I love him.
And it seems very bizarre and I like bizarre.
I love him.
FX has a new show about boxing coming out. And Sons of Anarchy. Oh, my God. I love me Sons of Anarchy.
I know it. That's so funny.
Sons of Anarchy is on FX. This is their third season. And I you think that it's a guy's show and it's about bikers, but it's so much more deeper than that. It's such a show about people and family.
It's more deeper.
Yeah, I know. I can be very ghetto at times, girl. I know.
Listen,
all right, well, we talk a lot.
Off because I forget how to do it.
May tomorrow
be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter.
Wait, which one is Donnie? You're Donnie.
I'm Donnie.
Go ahead.
No, I want to be Marie. No, okay, I'll be Donnie. May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care.
Have you heard the words?
Till He brings us together again. Good night, everybody! Dun, 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 dun. I think it's going to be a good sign off. I like it.
She's already had the background music on because I could give the credits.
Oh my God.
Just like I do on the show, give the credits in the background.
For next time.
If you want to write us, you can email me. I have about 372 emails in my inbox, so keep them coming. PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com. Or you can visit us on Facebook. I am Ashley Mendoza on Facebook. Jordan Hudson has a Facebook page. He said he loves the Facebook page even more than the blog at times.
No. It's just I've been lately pressed for time, so it's much easier for me to get on the Facebook and just put a quote out and send it to everybody.
Well, we understand.
But I'm going to be on the blog. This is a new blog coming with this new podcast. Exactly. From now on, I'll be back on the blog full force.
So the blog is pinevalleypodcast.blogspot.com, or you can just go to pinevalleypodcast.com and click on through. You should definitely visit our friends at daytimeconfidential.com. You should also visit...
WeLoveSoaps.net.
WeLoveSoaps.net. You should also visit Super Poster, who has his Facebook page. He has his www.myspace.com/SuperPosterOfTheYear page. Who else? We want to thank Louis for our wonderful theme song. We want to thank Shadow, as always. I think Shadow's mad at me because I'm just doing a bad job keeping up everything. And he's doing such a good job.
I don't think he's upset with
you. I love you, Shadow. Don't be mad at me.
Shadow, you're part of the family, part of the team.
I love him so much, and he's so great on the blog, and he's so great with everybody. He keeps everything moving. So thank you, Shadow. And who else we got to thank?
Well, thank you for the five people who are still listening.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
We're Barbara Streisand. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. We love you, Barbara. Oh, David Archuleta CDs out. Go get it.
Oh, my
goodness. I love my David Archuleta. Look, my little Archie.
All I do now is download Munchichi on iTunes. All I do is download children's music.
I can't, really.
Yo Gabba Gabba, Elizabeth Mitchell, Lori Berkner, all these people.
Really? Yeah, I don't know how to download.
Yeah. It's really fun. Really.
Are they walking?
Oh, they've been walking since 4 months. 4 months now.
We keep doing the show in the outside, so I don't go there anymore.
No,
I haven't seen the kids.
You have to see them.
Kids in like forever.
Oh, it's fantastic. All right, so listen. Thank you for listening to us today. We love you so much. We know we talked a lot. We hope you enjoy it. Just skip over the loud parts and the parts you don't like. It's, you know, real easy with a podcast, not like TV. You guys sit through it. I am Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Let's get the show going, show you how it works with the game called Questions Only. This is for all four of you. Whippy and Wayne are going to start. But this is the trick. They can only speak in questions. This is also a good game to play at home with your mom if you don't tell her you're playing this game. Can only speak in questions. And I'll buzz you when one of you goes wrong and the other one takes their place. And we'll see who does the best. The scene is, it's the last night on an international singles cruise. Questions only. Take it away.
Could you leave me alone?
Is that the color purple?
Are you Helen Keller?
Are you trying to diss Delmonico the Rique?
Aren't you pushing it just a little far, mister?
Don't you want some of this?
Didn't I have that and threw it out? Wasn't it just a little on the wee side?
Yes.